News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Americans and American interests at home and abroad urged to be on a heightened state of alert this morning following the weekend attack on Iran's nuclear weapons program.
Donald Trump posted a statement on social media. There are 40,000 American troops on bases and warships in the Middle East who are now on high alert as the Pentagon is braced for retaliation from Iran. The U.S. State Department has issued a global warning, advising American citizens worldwide to exercise increased caution.
The BBC's Sarah Smith. There is particular concern about the number of Iranian nationals released into the U.S. under President Biden, the possibility that some of them belong to sleeper cells awaiting word from Tehran to take action. As for why President Trump took the action he did, when he did.
There's, of course, an open question about whether they were weeks away, whether they were months away, but they were way too close to nuclear weapon for the comfort of the President of the United States, which is why he took this action.
Vice President Vance on NBC's Meet the Press. A quick-thinking, quick-acting congregant helped to save the day and possibly many lives in a Michigan church yesterday.
A gunman opens fire during a service at a suburban Detroit church on Sunday, wounding one person before he was shot and killed by a security guard, according to police. The shooting happened at Cross Point Community Church in Wayne. The church's pastor, Bobby Kelly Jr., telling the Detroit News that a church member ran the suspect over with his truck, giving the security guard time to shoot him.
Correspondent Julie Walker says the gunman's motive remains unclear. The Oklahoma City Thunder win the NBA championship, defeating the Indiana Pacers a score of 103-91. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 48 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 59 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
For centuries, gold and silver have protected wealth through war, recession, inflation, and economic upheaval. At Advantage Gold, we specialize in helping you move your IRA or eligible 401k into physical gold or silver, tax-free and penalty-free. When you call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000, for a limited time, you could receive up to $10,000 in precious metals when you open your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
Good Monday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
And good morning. There's a broken down vehicle on the Bay Bridge westbound as you're coming over from Stevensville. It's in the left-hand lane, about halfway up to the top. So it looks like right now that's about where we are. That's called the 12-mile marker at that point. So police cars coming up now. There's a wrecker there. Left-hand lane is blocked. You'll see it. Two lanes are open to the center and the right. Not a big problem right now. We'll keep an eye on that. One minor wreck early from Baltimore County, Liberty Road, just inside the Beltway at Essex Road. And overnight construction just cleared. I'm sure they'll be back northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert day as we're tracking dangerous heat and humidity on your Monday afternoon. Temperatures in the triple digits and feels like numbers could be close to 110. So make sure to stay hydrated and find a way to stay cool. More heat and humidity on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And it's already looking kind of warm outside. Dundalk, 78 degrees already. Aberdeen has 73. Downtown Baltimore, by the way, is in the 80s, already 82 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And yes, it's 6:04 in the morning. Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore City is under its first code red extreme heat alert of the summer. The health department says the heat index is expected to rise above 100 degrees for the next few days, and the code red will remain in effect until Thursday. During the extreme heat, residents should stay hydrated. Remain indoors with a working air conditioner if possible, and be sure to check on vulnerable neighbors. A list of cooling centers is posted at health.baltimorecity.gov. Last summer, the city had 23 code red extreme heat days and recorded 6 heat-related deaths. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen has issued a statement following Saturday's U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear sites. Van Hollen says President Trump said he would end wars, and now he has, quote, dragged America into one. Van Hollen says the president's actions are a clear violation of the Constitution, ignoring the requirement that only Congress has the authority to declare war. Maryland State Police investigating a deadly motorcycle crash on the Beltway. The accident happened at around 9 p.m. Sunday. The inner loop at Paring Parkway. A motorist was pronounced dead at the scene. According to Fox 45, investigators say the motorcyclist lost control of their bike and slid into a vehicle that was parked on the shoulder of the road. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM's Stein on Sports is next.
Hey, Vinny, you've been talking with us over the last couple of months about the shifting market, so now more than ever, who you choose to sell your home matters. That's why I always recommend you choose Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, who's joining me today.
Yeah, Sean, thank you. For the last 8 years, we've been telling listeners how they can sell with certainty with my upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and proven track record in any real estate market.
And your stats speak for themselves. With over 12,000 buyers in waiting, you sell homes 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more money than the average agent. That's impressive.
Yeah, Sean, on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket.
So how can you help sellers right now?
Simple. I'll provide sellers with an upfront written guarantee to sell their home for at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay them the difference. So even if the market shifts, they're protected.
Doesn't get any better than that. Take it from me, Sean Casey. If you have a home to sell, call or text Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, or visit Vinny Steele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A discouraging... I don't think my mic is on. A discouraging loss in the Bronx last night for... Or yesterday, I should say, for the Orioles. Jazz Chisholm's two-run double in the bottom of the eighth off Brian Baker turned a 2-1 deficit into a 3-2 lead for the Yanks, and they would tack on another one for a 4-2 win and a series win over the Birds. The loss for the Orioles wastes a nice performance by Dean Kramer. 5 2/3, 5 hits, 1 run allowed. He left with a 2-1 lead. NBA Final Game 7 last night. OKC wins its first ever. 103-91 was the final over the Pacers. Tyrese Haliburton, the star shooting guard, with an Achilles injury in the first quarter, he did not return. NASCAR, Chase Briscoe wins at Pocono, and Keegan Bradley comes from three back to win the Travelers at the TPC in Connecticut. Coming up in 30 minutes, injuries continue to plague the Orioles. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, June the 23rd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And coming up on the program this morning, a shooting in Fells Point, raising more safety concerns in that crime-stricken neighborhood. We'll take a look at the Vice President, J.D. Vance, and General Raisin Kane on the precision musician strike called Operation Midnight Hammer. But our lead story, top story for you today, is that President Trump authorizing strikes on Iran's nuclear program. And again, that's what this is. It is not a war with Iran, as being mischaracterized by many in the media. It is a it was an effort to strike at the IRGC, the Islamic Republican Guard Corps. This is a military state run by its main general, the Ayatollah Khamenei. And of course, Soleimani was taken out last Trump term. And this is the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism. And for 46 years, they have been killing thousands of Americans, and now they are on the precipice of acquiring a nuclear weapon or several, and the president authorized these strikes on the program itself. So we'll get into more of that in just a second. Here's President Trump announcing that on Saturday night.
A short time ago, the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan.
Yeah, and of course, with precision, 75 precision-guided munitions, 125 aircraft, and he says this was a success.
Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success.
And while they're still conducting battle damage assessment, the president says he thinks it went pretty well.
Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
And a message to the Ayatollah and the IRGC and the rest of the mad mullahs of Iran if they are thinking about retaliating or not.
Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success.
And, of course, he said that here's your choice, Iran. Either come to the peace table or it could get worse.
Remember, there are many targets left. Tonight's was the most difficult of them all, by far, and perhaps the most lethal.
All right, so we have more reaction from the president, from the vice president, the secretary of state, secretary of defense, Pete Hegseth. We also have four-star general
Raising Cane,
who is really, I tell you, tip your cap to the United States Armed Forces, the military. Boy, I was so proud.
Just wow.
Yeah, it is just the way they did this, the operational security, the overwhelming force, and the fact that they got in and nobody, the Iranians never saw them.
Flat-footed.
Didn't fire a shot.
Nope.
And
got in, did the job, got out, not a shot
fired.
Now,
of course, you got the Democrats, some swamp people, and others saying this is unconstitutional, blah, blah, blah. We'll get to all the reaction, get your reaction as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Call us and let us know what you think about Operation Midnight Hammer.
613 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It was a pleasure to see this guy this past Friday night at his roast. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, good morning. The broken down vehicle is cleared. They have not reopened the left-hand lane yet on the Bay Bridge. It's just now getting over into Sandy Point. It was in the left-hand lane just about halfway up on the main span. So there's no big impact right now. Both of the lanes that are open are handling the traffic coming over from Stevensville. And as soon as they get that vehicle there, then they'll open up the left-hand lane. We'll keep an eye on that. So not a big problem right now. Baltimore, they just did. Okay, left-hand lane is now open. All three lanes are now clear on the westbound side. Baltimore County with the minor wreck just inside the Beltway, Liberty Road at Essex Road. Beltway looks good. JFX is clear. Both the tunnels, moderate to heavy traffic early southbound, but with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. It'll start off mild, but extreme heat. It's going to be building in. Humidity expected today. And a high could be 100 or more. Heat index to 110. Hydrate. Dress warmly. Stay out of the sun if at all possible today. It's going to be extremely hot. Right now, 72 already in Ellicott City. 76 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you. Record heat forecast for a large swath of the country today. Just to clarify, the country is the United States. I mean, there are parts of Iran that are burning right now, but it's not weather-related.
And a different temperature.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vice President J.D. Vance being criticized for calling Senator Alex Padilla Jose. You know why they're so upset? Jose was one of the dirty bomb terrorists of 9/11. Jose Padilla. Oops. Jose, can you see?
Excuse me.
Health officials are warning against consuming energy drinks containing a substance called tinepatine. These drinks are known as gas station heroin.
Hmm.
You know? The only thing worse is gas station sushi.
Or gas station restrooms.
Right. Oh, my God. That's where they keep. No, never mind.
I inhale some of that sometime.
Right, exactly. Major League Baseball has suspended Pittsburgh Pirates relief pitcher Dennis Santana for 4 games for trying to punch a fan. Did you see that?
Yes.
This was a clear rules violation. You know, with the universal DH, pitchers aren't allowed to hit. Okay?
That's right.
It's just amazing. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's stock portfolio outperformed even the most successful Wall Street hedge funds.
Wow. You know, there's got to be a hedge fund somewhere that actually just follows her.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
It's on X. All you have to do is go all in on Botox, and you'll make a lot of money.
There you go. And false teeth.
Billionaire Mark Cuban says he was approached by Kamala Harris's campaign to be her running mate. He told her, no, thanks, I'm not very good at being a number two person, and for that reason, I'm out. That's what he said. A little Shark Tank joke there, folks. All right, sad news. Fred Smith, FedEx's innovative founder, has passed away at the age of 80. Fred Smith was a United States Marine and did 4 years in the Marine Corps. And do you know he wrote a paper about his idea for his business when he was at Yale?
Really?
I think he was a college classmate. I don't know if he was a classmate because he's a little bit older than George W. Bush, but they both went to Yale. But he was at Yale. He wrote a paper and got an average grade and got a C. This was a business plan for FedEx.
Yes.
See, how'd that work out? They don't like capitalism at Yale.
Imagine how it would have happened if they liked it.
Yeah, exactly. So Fred Smith did at the age of 80. Dr. Demento is retiring.
Hello there. This is Dr. Demento. We're on the radio here.
After 55 years, he ran from 1974 to 2010 on radio stations, and then he went fully online. New survey out, Baltimore drivers ranking the third riskiest in the nation. You should know this, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Apparently, 159th in speeding, 148th in phone handling while driving.
Not supposed to.
Yeah. 8th worst based on driving in. This is per 1,000 drivers. And in the top 10 for accidents, DUI, speeding, and other traffic citations. The chair of traffic safety, the nonprofit Safe Roads Maryland, says, quote, Baltimore is beyond almost the bleeding edge of roadway violence in the state of Maryland.
Wow.
End of quote. We see it every day.
Yep.
We see it every day. Hey, it was great seeing you Friday night at the Crab Feast.
That was fun.
Yeah, we did have a lot of fun.
Oh, jeez.
And if you missed it, we'll eventually be putting some clips. Not the whole thing, but there's some clips that we'll put up there. Because the whole idea is you got to get there in person. You got to see it in person. It's not the same.
I'm still getting reactions and hits on Facebook and people talking about how much fun they had. And it was a great time.
Yeah.
Good food. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, Jimmy's, they really did themselves. The food was really good.
Crabs kept coming, man.
Yeah, crabs kept coming. And, you know, they were, what I liked about them is that, you know, they're sort of like mediums, but they were very meaty and sweet.
They were full,
And they were full. And, you know, when you're getting full crabs like that, I mean, that's just a crazy. And, of course, I thought the pit beef and the crab soup was amazing.
It was the best I ever had. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. The best I ever had. The ribs were good. I had everything right on down the line.
I knew you liked it.
We noticed that.
Yeah, we knew you liked it when you stuck the garden hose in the big crab hole.
I was trying to stick it in you. Make you a fountain. A
whole new kind of animal.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, difference. I've done a few of these before. That I really enjoyed being the roast master this time more than anyone else. Yeah. It was my favorite.
There were some shots. Good shots.
Yeah, there were some good shots all the way around. And it was good-natured. Yeah. Everybody, yeah. Nobody crossed the line.
And I do think, by the way, that I could only recall one error you made, serious error you made in traffic. And that was telling the Donner Party, listen, that pass is just fine.
It happens, okay? Yes. It happens to the best of us. But it was great seeing you, and we'll do it again next year.
I'll tell you what, when I got home, I was in my house 11:30 Saturday morning. So that was a quick 24-hour turnaround.
You were in and out just like that. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, that is that basically to keep you ahead of the process servers?
Well,
yes. Just wondering.
Well,
you don't want to linger too long in one spot.
Honestly. That's because it's the last vestiges of the Southwest Bagfly Free campaign.
And, of course, I told you I came to town. There's a big wreck on 95 at White Marsh. Mm-hmm. I got stuck in construction on the Beltway at 12 o'clock noontime, going from Harford County, Harford Road, around towards the hotel. Then yesterday morning, or Saturday morning when I left, they were still doing that work on 795. That was down to one lane at 5:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And it was just a mess.
Yeah, it was amazing. There's so many traffic mines there. You know, a lot of people from the, from Metro and toll traffic and transit and traffic, obviously, where you started. Just really was a great night. Great food. We had some great laughs. We had a great time. And hopefully next year, folks will remember and sign up early.
And it was wonderful. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. You deserve it after 56 years. And you've really done a great service for Baltimore radio and for radio listeners. And for WCBM specifically. So thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it.
We'll keep on moving.
Yeah, after that first 50-year internship, you've really turned out to be really good.
Maybe I got the gig now.
Yeah, I think so, maybe.
Yeah, we thought we'd keep you around a little bit. All right. Thanks, buddy. 6:21. And the Best of the Morning Drive available each and every day, WCBM.com and on our Facebook page. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing here hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHIC number 1566.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Good morning at 6:23. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. It's Chuck Whitaker.
And back at the Bay Bridge, just to check on it again, we had a broken down vehicle about a half an hour ago. Completely clear now coming across from Stevensville and over into Sandy Point. Traffic up around I-97 and Route 32. We're doing okay. The Beltway on the west side might fill in just a bit now south of Liberty Road, but it looks like at this point, at least down towards the overpass at I-70 Security Boulevard. The pace is still good. The old Harbor Tunnel now backs up a little bit. It's a speed reduction right there at O'Donnell Street, so maybe 5 minutes or so there. Fort McHenry Tunnel, all four lanes open southbound through there on I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Chuck, it was really wonderful to hear from, we'll give a shout out to folks at Shock Trauma because there were
There was a nurse there from Shock Drama.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes.
Friday night, and wonderful.
She was out there for a long time.
Yes, wonderful woman. The whole family, I think, works in Shock Drama.
Yeah.
But they love you getting them to work on time, because they have to be to work on time.
Sure.
And they love getting their news and having a few yucks as well here. So.
And she was telling me that when she first started there, their response rate and their people that they helped to stay alive was like 15%, and now it's way higher than that.
Yeah, so
they're really doing the job.
They're doing amazing work. So thanks. Shout out to Shock Trauma for all that you do, and thanks for making the Morning Drive your program of choice. We appreciate that. Yeah. Weather Authority forecast from Fox 45. We got a mild start, but it's going to heat up, and it's going to be hot and humid today. 100 degrees or more. Heat index could reach 110, already 76 in the city, 73 in Reisterstown. President Trump on Saturday night, when he was announcing the successful strike in Operation Midnight Hammer, left the Ayatollah Khamenei a choice.
This cannot continue. There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days.
And look, there are a lot of people like MTG and others that were happy. I understand nobody wants another forever war. I'm not a forever war guy. We're not at war with Iran. We're at war with their nuclear program, and we needed to stop it. But a reminder that every American president, going all the way back to President Reagan, who said it was his biggest mistake when the 241 Marines were killed in their barracks in Beirut by that truck bomb. Every single American president vowed to do something about Iran. President Trump was the only one with the guts to make that decision, and he reminded us of the stakes.
For 40 years, Iran has been saying death to America, death to Israel. They have been killing our people, blowing off their arms, blowing off their legs with roadside bombs.
Thousands of Americans have died in the last 1946 46 years ago, and starting in 1979 with those students that kidnapped our Americans at the U.S. Embassy and the Iranian hostage crisis. You'll remember that. President Trump thanked our patriotic men and women in uniform, and thanks all that helped, and above all, thanks God.
I want to just thank everybody, and in particular, God. I want to just say we love you, God, and we love our great military. Protect them. God bless the Middle East. God bless Israel. And God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was really, really impressed. I've always known our military is the finest in the world, but this right here is just one for the ages.
It's exceptional.
They're going to be studying the deception that was used by the president, by the commander in chief, by the joint chiefs, by General Kurilla, and General Kane. When I first saw the report of the B-2s going west towards Guam, mm-hmm. I said, "Okay, well, that's kind of the wrong direction. Why are they going there?" And then I said, "Well, maybe they've got something up their sleeve." And then the next thing you know. They used that. They used a bunch of other deception. The timing of the B-2 bombs, the precision of those bombs, and then the Tomahawk missiles being launched, 30 of them from a U.S. sub from CENTCOM. Everything had to be timed perfectly. And most of all, the operational security that, nobody got wind of this. And, cause had they, like some Democrats and some GOP swamp Republicans, they would have, I think, screwed the pooch.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. One of the things that amazed me is it was put this way by one of the congressmen. I can't remember which it was. It said, this is as if, you tell your wife, you're in Paris. A foreign country. You tell your wife, okay, I want to meet you at exactly 7:32 p.m. this evening. Not a minute earlier, not a minute later, 7:32 p.m. this evening at this particular restaurant. And, of course, you've never been there before and she's never been there before. Oh, and yeah, there are 125 other people who actually like to show up at the same time. Exactly. And everybody shows up exactly on time.
Yeah, we're going to hear
that's what they accomplished.
General Kane. But think about this now. Seven B-2 bombers, a total of 125 aircraft, F-22s, F-35s. The refueling tankers, imagine having to refuel that 18-hour flight. Mm-hmm. I mean, that in and of itself is an incredible feat. And then to go in undetected, not a single shot fired, to deliver your payload, to complete your mission, and not a single SAM, surface-to-air missile, or shot fired on your way out.
Right.
Think about that for just a second. It's amazing. It's amazing what they have done here, and I am so proud of the United States military. I can't begin to tell you, and our commander in chief, and our president, and how they pulled this off, and our Secretary of Defense. But of course, you got people saying it was unconstitutional. Look, we can debate the War Powers Act, whether you think it's constitutional or not. It is on the books right now. As required, the president, within 48 hours of hostilities, informed Congress. He did not give him a heads up, and the reason why, you got a bunch of traitors and treasonous bastards in Congress that would have spilled the beans.
Yeah, I'm not going to cast aspersions on anybody by name, but Chris Van Hollen would have spilled the beans.
Yeah.
I mean, or somebody whose name is similar to his.
Exactly. Very good. 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland's lone Republican in Congress is supporting the president's weekend airstrikes on three Iranian nuclear sites. Andy Harris says a nuclear-armed Iran endangers America, Israel, and the entire free world. Harris, who chairs the House Freedom Caucus, says the U.S. took decisive action to destroy Iran's nuclear capability, protecting American lives, allies, and global stability. Harris calls the airstrikes peace through strength. Evictions in Baltimore City have been postponed until after Thursday due to the Code Red extreme heat alert and excessive heat warning. The stay on evictions during extreme weather was enacted following a state law that took effect last fall. According to the Baltimore City Sheriff's Office, rescheduled dates will be available after the advisory has ended. Property owners and managers with evictions on the calendar for this week can get updates at BaltimoreCitySheriff.gov. Three people dead, several others injured following separate weekend shootings and a stabbing in Baltimore. Two men died Sunday after they were shot in the 2200 block of Christian Street in southwest Baltimore. A man died Saturday after he was stabbed in the 100 block of South Broadway in the city's Central District. The non-fatal shootings happened on East North Avenue, Delaney Street, East Lombard, Erdman Avenue, and the 600 block of South Broadway. A former Baltimore City Sheriff's deputy faces a bail hearing in Baltimore County today following his arrest for child sex abuse. Jonathan Koritzer, that's K-O-R-I-T-Z-E-R, was taken into custody Friday on charges that include fourth-degree sexual offense and child porn after police received information about his alleged relationship with a minor. Koritzer was held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center over the weekend, and his hearing is set for this afternoon. Coming up on 6:32 on WCBM, in 1 minute, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Lottery numbers, pick 3-817. You pick 4-2440. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There was an active fire call in the city near Clifton Park, Erdman Avenue, in the area between Bel Air Road and Harford Road. It was actually a garage fire at the rear of that building, but the equipment is still there on the scene. So if you're traveling locally there, you might still have just a little bit of road blockage as you're traveling locally in that area. 895 has had some backing, at least moving south from just before O'Donnell Street, now starting to slow back towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So right now, that's the normal delay through there. The Fort McHenry Tunnel, looking at it live now, all four lanes are open both directions. Not too bad at that point. We'll be keeping an eye out. There may be that construction that was there earlier, maybe coming back northbound I-95 in Harford County at Route 24.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert day as we're tracking dangerous heat and humidity on your Monday afternoon. Temperatures in the triple digits and feels like numbers could be close to 110. So make sure to stay hydrated and find a way to stay cool. More heat and humidity on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, it was a discouraging day in the Bronx yesterday for the Orioles.
Chisholm sends the ball out to right center. That one's off the wall. Rice scores easily. They're going to try it with Goldschmidt. The throw to the plate is not in time.
That call on the Roku Sports Channel, Jazz Chisholm's two-run double in the bottom of the eighth off Brian Baker turned a 2-1 deficit into a 3-2 lead for the Yanks on their way to a 4-2 win and a series win over the Orioles. Before and during the game, the Birds lost two catchers, team placing catcher Adley Rutschman on the IL, now out at least until the All-Star break with a strained oblique. Then Maverick Hanley involved in a collision at the plate. He goes into concussion protocol, and Jordan Westberg, of course, at this point is dating today with that finger injury he suffered on Saturday. NBA Final Game 7 last night in OKC.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
Mike Breen with the call on ESPN. OKC 103, Indiana 91. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with an Achilles injury in the first quarter. He did not return. Before the game, the league announcing a blockbuster deal. The Suns trading a 15-time All-Star Kevin Durant to the Rockets for two players and six draft picks, including this year's number 10 overall. This will be the D.C. natives' fifth NBA team. NASCAR Cup Series at Pocono last night.
What a day for the 19. Good to the last drop. Chase Briscoe saves and wins at Pocono.
Call on Fox. Chase Briscoe returns to victory lane, stretching the final drops of fuel down the stretch. Hold off Denny Hamlin for his third career cup win, first with Joe Gibbs Racing. The Travelers Championship at TPC River Highlands in Connecticut. Keegan Bradley comes from three strokes back to win it at 15 under. Total purse was $20 million. Bradley walks off with $3.6 million. And the College World Series goes to LSU. 5-3, the final over Coastal Carolina, sweeping the Chanticleers 2-0. It was the Tigers' second title in 3 years, their eighth in school history. The time now is 6:37. When we return, Oriole magic is born.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
We're 30. It was good seeing you at the roast Friday night. You and your lovely bride.
We had a great time. You guys did a great job. We're 30 minutes into the week, and you're already busting my chops. Okay. That's awesome. All fair. No problem.
That's why Chuck calls me the Maytag guy.
We had a great time. You guys did a great event. Sean, you were a great roast master.
Thank you so
Bruce,
much.
Bruce, your comments were excellent. So, yeah, I had a great time. That was the first time I ever met Chuck.
Okay.
I've been listening to him for 50 years. I never met him.
Yeah, first time you met him. And, of course, we had a lot of people there. We had, of course, a lot of roasters from Miss Traffic and from Frank Luber, our former partner.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he sent a thing in. The Colonel, our former producer, Joe Armacost.
Marty Bass.
Marty Bass. And Rob Carson was so funny. With the great Carsoni.
With the thing on his head.
I'll never look at peanut butter again the same.
He was great. So. Hey, speaking of a blast from the past, how about this? 46 years ago yesterday was the birth of Oriole magic, one of the greatest Oriole calls ever, Charlie Ekman on it. Oh boy, don't tell me. Don't Doug DeSensei with the two-run shot in the bottom of the ninth, and the Oriole magic began
right.
and culminated, unfortunately, in a World Series loss that year, but 1979.
Yeah,
that was 46 years ago yesterday.
That was We Are Family. Song, whenever I hear that song, it's the only thing I think about, and I hate that song now. Sister Sledge, We Are
Sister
Family.
Sister Sledge, and I loved Willie Stargell my whole life,
yeah.
except for that one home run off Scotty McGregor.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. From our, don't forget the brand new app. Download it now. Of course, it's up and available, and folks are using it here this morning. Why are the Democrats so upset about bombing Iran? It was mostly peaceful. He says, dripping with sarcasm. Let's take a quick call here from Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark. Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Very good operation by President Trump this past Saturday night. However, I was told last night by a friend of mine, and I forgot to ask where he got the source of information from, but I'm afraid, from what he told me, I was shocked to hear this. Well, maybe I shouldn't be surprised, that Russia and a few other nations have agreed to supply to bring some Iranian or nuclear things to Iran. Now that Iran's storehouse was depleted Saturday night by President Trump. So what do you know about that information, and what should be done to Russia and certain other countries that decide to aid Iran in this restoration process?
Well, Dmitry Medvedev is the one that made that comment that they would be willing to give Iran nuclear warheads, and I think they have no intention of doing that. Yeah. I think this is a bargaining leverage position that Russia is trying to use against President Trump. So we'll see how he deals with that. I'm sure he'll address that in the coming days, because China really stands to lose a lot. Now they're basically going to close the Strait of Hormuz today. That's what we're hearing, that Iran, and that's 20% of all the world's oil goes to the Strait of Hormuz. China will be really upset if they do that.
One of the biggest arguments we have for energy independence in this country is exactly that.
Yep, exactly.
We produce our own energy here. And we won't care if they close the Strait of Hormuz.
Here's the thing. Putin does not want the murder mullahs of Iran with a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, he's just as much the infidel as we are.
Yeah, exactly. And they are, this is just, the positioning. It's a bargaining chip. That's all they're using it for.
Raisin Kane, General Kane, had the opportunity to detail the attack. This is obviously post-mortem, but he went through exactly how this thing went.
At approximately 6:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2:10 a.m. Iran time, the lead B-2 dropped two GBU-57 massive ordnance penetrator weapons on the first of several aim points at Fordow. As the president stated last night, the remaining bombers then hit their targets as well, with a total of 14 MOPs dropped against two nuclear target areas.
Yeah, and the accuracy these things have, Sean, what amazed me is the way they characterize it. You're dropping these bombs on roughly a target the size of a washing machine.
Yeah, it was J.D. Vance yesterday who said that.
Just amazing. To think that that's how it pulled out. Kane said the whole timeline was this.
All three Iranian nuclear infrastructure targets were struck between 6:40 p.m. and 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Again, that's about 2:10 in the morning local time in Iran, with the Tomahawk missiles being the last to strike at Esfahan to ensure we retain the element of surprise throughout the operation.
And as you noted, they flew in, they did their job, they flew out. Not a single shot fired.
Following weapons release, the Midnight Hammer strike package exited Iranian airspace, and the package began its return home. We are unaware of any shots fired at the package on the way out.
It's amazing.
Yeah. But think about that. So some of those Tomahawks, had to be fired, and there were time, because they were traveling thousands of miles, because they weren't in theater. Traveling thought they had to be timed specifically with the B-2s as they unloaded their ordnance, because they dropped those seven B-2s, dropped 14 of those suckers. First, we were being told they only needed two. They dropped 14 of them, and these bunker buster bombs. It's just incredible what they have done, what they accomplished. All right, more on that. We have Democrat reaction coming up soon as well.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 6:43 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a minor wreck, and we're looking at it here. Southbound BW Parkway at the bridge at 197. The police car and the vehicle or vehicles involved are on the right side in the painted out area on the shoulder. So they're looking at it. The pace is not
not bad. It's a little bit slow right at the scene, as you might expect. But right now, no reason to detour, but you're going to be a little bit slow at that point. Beltway has filled in just a bit. Have not seen any major problems yet towards the Capitol Beltway, with the outer loop getting busy from New Hampshire Avenue and then around to the Mormon Temple. Looking at the Beltway locally at Harford Road, lanes are clear. The inner loop at Green Spring looks good. The west side has filled in just a bit, but it's still a very good pace right here between Liberty Road and I-70, though it has begun to slow just a little bit now as we're crossing Liberty Road on the outer loop. The Old Harbor Tunnel, you're probably going to see the brake lights there at about the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 now is beginning to get busy, top of the hill into the area just around the portals going south on I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday starts mild, but it is going to get hot and humid today. 100 could feel like 110 with the heat index, so hydrate, and that heat's going to continue throughout the course of the week. They're calling it, what, a heat dome or something like that. Right now,
it's like
the Golden Dome.
76 in Parkville, 75 in Pasadena. Time for Chuck's Food News. We head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Hi, I'm Chucky, and I'm your friend to the end.
Yes, Chucky, you're our friend.
To the end.
To the
That's
end.
What you think. After Friday night, it's over.
It's over.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you mentioned it earlier, that spread at Jimmy's.
Wow.
I got to tell you, it was hard to pick a favorite, but the crab soup was out of this world.
Yeah. The best.
The ribs were amazing.
Yeah.
I really liked the pit beef.
I had chicken.
And, of course, they had a bunch of stuff there for everybody. There was salad and there was all sorts of stuff. But the crabs, I tell you, the crabs are really, really good. So we really had a great time. So thanks to the staff at Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
Can we go back this Friday night, Dad?
Yeah. By the way, Chuck really liked the crabs made out of tofu. He thought those were really special. Yeah.
They were just wonderful.
He was watching his girlish figure.
Yeah.
I noticed he had his pit beef without a bun.
I'm a little worried about his girlish figure, actually.
I stood next to Tom Levin. Didn't I look small?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. He's a big man.
He is, with a big mouth.
And the roast continues, folks.
It can for a while. The rebound is still there.
Yeah, the roast mode. Big breakthrough just brought us closer to real lab-grown bacon. Oh, please.
Why?
Yeah, why indeed? who wants lab-grown bacon when you can have the real thing?
Sure.
Yeah, that's crazy. Habanero lime steak is back at Qdoba, if you're interested in that. And we started this on Friday, Chuck. You weren't here, but the new Baltimore's Best restaurant, entrees and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Best breakfast brunch went to Miss Shirley's Cafe. Of course, it's always one of the top.
In Hamden.
And yep, they have a couple locations, don't they?
They do, yeah. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Best brewery, Independent Brewing Company. And, of course, Heavy C's got an honorable mention there. Burger, Cooper's Tavern. A couple locations there.
Yeah.
There used to be, is there one still in Fells Point? I know there's one uptown in
there's Cooper's
Mays
North.
Chapel.
Yeah, Cooper's North.
Cooper's North is
Mays
Chapel.
Which is on Padonia.
Right. Best caterer went to Liberatore's Bel Air.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. And best chef went to Tony Minidakis at Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
Oh, son of
All right.
Yeah, we were just mentioning. He is a great chef. I'll tell you, food was really, really good.
Oh, remarkable.
Yeah. Best chicken box went to Chuck Whittick. No, not Jay. It was Royal Farms. Chinese went to Joey Chew's. That right there in Lutherville. And cocktails, Nick's Fish House.
Oh.
Okay, right over the Hanover Street Bridge there on Industrial Drive. Best crab cake went to Pappas. I think that's, I got to tell you, Pappas beat G&M. That's a pretty big win.
Mm-hmm.
Best deli, Atman's Delicatessen. And best dessert, Vaccaro's, which is always a classic.
Yeah.
We got more. We got diners and everything coming up tomorrow. But, it was great time, great food, great fun. And it was good to see Chuck. And of course, we had a lot of folks that were really glad to see you come in.
Anybody have any of the bread or the pastries from Ovenbird? They've been over on the east side for a long time. They're a little Italy bakery initially. They're opening up a third location, which is going to be in a rotunda. So it's going to be very handy for great bread, tremendous pastries. Mm-hmm. It's well established. This is their third location. It's going to be in Hamden, obviously. And they're going to serve Turkish coffee because there's a Starbucks conflict nearby.
Oh, okay.
And the other location is here, Starbucks. So they're going to serve Turkish coffee, which I don't know if you've had Turkish coffee or not. It's about as thick as mud.
Yeah.
It's very, very strong. I think one cup of that, Chuck, and Chuck will be ready to go for like the next 37 hours straight. You know.
Well, he's a tea guy, so
yeah.
The Turkish
I'm not a coffee
tea
man.
He likes the Turkish towels the best.
Yeah, the Turkish towels.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like Irish coffee and Turkish towels. That's they make you do silly things.
Yes. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
All right, sweaty bond.
6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour is 7 o'clock. Bill is in Delaware. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
Yeah. Okay, real quick. I drove down here yesterday from Baltimore, stopped at the grocery store before I got to my trailer.
Okay.
And it was a magazine that said the John Wayne Code. So I picked it up just for fun, glanced at it. It's a lot of quotes. But the first page I opened to said, just give the American people a good cause, and there's nothing they can't lick. And after this thing in Iran, I'm like, well, I'm not going to curse. I was going to say something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that kind of fits real good.
Yeah, well, John Wayne was a great American. John Wayne was a great patriot. And it is something.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan. That's why I bought the magazine.
Yeah. And John Wayne, it was my mother's favorite movie star. She loved John Wayne. I used to buy her all sorts of John Wayne stuff. She would just send her off into Seventh Heaven. Yeah. She loved John Wayne.
Back in the day, they wanted John Wayne to do Gunsmoke.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Bill, and for bringing that to our attention. We appreciate that. It is 6:50, 10 before the hour, 7 o'clock. Coming up next, more of your calls and comments and Democrat reaction. As you might expect, they didn't like the strike in Iran.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
6:53 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Southbound 95, after O'Donnell Street, top of the hill before the Keith Avenue ramp. There's an incident here with the police just arriving. I'm not sure if it's a broken down vehicle. Maybe the guy hit the guardrail here. Southbound. He's in the median, but they're looking at it. So if you're coming around the curve on 95,
after Eastern Avenue towards O'Donnell Street, you'll see the police car there at the top of the hill. Might want to stay out of that left-hand lane. It's creating a little bit of a backup there. 895 is slowing. It's only a speed reduction now from O'Donnell Street going into the southbound Old Harbor Tunnel. And they're still working on the wreck. Park Police are there. BW Parkway southbound on the shoulder at 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast starts mild, and then we're going to get hot and humid, maybe triple digits for the high, and obviously the heat index could reach 110 today, so that heat's going to continue throughout the first part of the week. Right now it is already 78 in the city, 76 in Pikesville, and again, we are not at war with Iran. We are at war with Iran's nuclear program. We are at war with the world's largest state sponsor of terror, a global terrorist cartel called the IRGC, the Islamic Republican General Corps, run by people like Soleimani. Mm-hmm. This is a military state. We're not at war with the regular troops, not at war with the Iranian people. Here's Vice President Vance.
We're not at war with Iran. We're at war with Iran's nuclear program.
And Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth reiterated that yesterday.
We devastated the Iranian nuclear program. But it's worth noting the operation did not target Iranian troops or the Iranian people.
Yeah, we're not at war with Iran. So, I get the concern about World War III. I really do. Mm-hmm. But I think the difference between President Trump and previous presidents, President Trump took it one step further. He asked the crucial question, what happens if we don't act?
Yeah.
I think every president says, well, what happens if we do? But I think he asked the question, what happens if we don't? And if we don't, and they do acquire nuclear weapons, and they, you know, all they had to do was assemble it because they already have enough enriched uranium to do 10 bombs, then we can only take them at their word. And their word was death to America, death to Israel, there's
boom, boom.
46 years of evidence of what they would do with a nuclear weapon. But the Democrats, they're upset because, well, people like Jasmine Crockett didn't get a heads up. They didn't get a private call. Here's Bolshevik Bernie.
Not only is this news that I've just heard, the second alarming that all of you have just heard, but it is so grossly unconstitutional.
It is not unconstitutional. No. You can let, you know, the War Powers Act. That is a law on the books. He did, as required by the War Powers Act, notify Congress in 48 hours of hostilities. He did not commit ground troops. He did not declare war. Only Congress can declare war. You know the last time we declared war?
World War II.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
So how many presidents, including Obama and Clinton and Bush, 43, 41, and Reagan, all sent troops or sent bombs or sent drones or whatever because they thought there was a threat to the American people.
I think virtually every president, no, not virtually, every president since World War II.
Yeah. Saying it makes it right. I'm just saying that
if guys in Congress, you don't like it, do away with it.
Yeah, get rid of it if you don't like the War Powers Act. And do your job for once. I got to tell you, Congress is become just one large impotent body. Carol in Columbia, good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to hear all of you gentlemen being so genuinely happy. I can hear it in your voices. The successful raids against the Iranian nuclear program this weekend were conducted by the glorious and wonderful United States Armed Forces.
Bingo.
Not by some wimpy organization called the military. Now, I would just like to suggest that this would be the perfect timing to start using their right name.
Now, the U.S. Armed Forces.
Yes.
Yes. Very good. Carol, thanks so much for that suggestion. Yeah, we did. United States Armed Forces are there again. If we have time, I don't know if we'll get to it this morning, but the entire 8 minutes of General Kane, four-star general Dan Raisin Kane, was just, I was mesmerized. I'm watching, I'm going, you got to be kidding me. So,
I was
at some point this week, we'll break it up in different parts. But
way back when, I was very impressed when Schwarzkopf ran down what happened in Iraq. But Kane, it was just a stellar performance. It was just stellar. Hey, listen, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp or your favorite song, or maybe hearing conversations with old friends? You know, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Coming up, Tom Holman, why ICE has to wear masks, Marco Rubio schooling Margaret Brennan, and the latest on sleeper cells.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In the wake of the U.S. attacks on Iran's nuclear weapon sites, Israel not letting up one bit in its attacks on hostile targets inside Iran. Israel's defense ministry says Israel is now hitting Iranian government sites in Tehran and elsewhere, including the notorious Evin prison and roads leading up to the Bordeaux nuclear site. As for the American strikes, damage assessment still underway, but it looks like the attacks were highly effective.
The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog, Rafael Mariano Grossi, says very heavy damage is expected at Iran's underground facility at Fordo after a U.S. airstrike there this weekend with sophisticated bunker buster bombs. Grossi adds, given the explosive payload utilized and the extreme vibration-sensitive nature of centrifuges, very significant damage is expected to have occurred. But, he cautions, at this time no one, including the IAEA, is in a position to fully assess the underground damage at Fordo. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Stay alert. Don't let down your guard. The State Department's advice to Americans and U.S. interests at home and overseas. President Trump calls the weekend military action a spectacular military success, but there is concern about potential retaliation, including inside the U.S., given the number of Iranian nationals allowed in under President Biden. Border czar Tom Homan says the open border posed the greatest national security threat in U.S. history. More than 190 million Americans across 30 states are in the same boat, and it is a very hot boat. An extreme heat wave spreading across the country. It's pushing temperatures and humidity levels into dangerous territory. 2025 NBA champs reside in Oklahoma City. The Thunder taking the title, defeating the Indiana Pacers 103-91. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3 week quick start today. Only $19.95.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Third Day. The original members reunited for the 30th anniversary tour, playing all the hits. America. With special guest Zach Williams. Tickets available Friday at AwakeningFoundation.com. Third Day. The 30th anniversary tour.
You just call my name.
An Awakening Foundation event.
703 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
It looks like that was a broken down vehicle southbound 95, top of the hill before you get to the Keith Avenue ramp. The wrecker had moved in there just a minute or two ago. Maybe clear now. It looks like the backup here at O'Donnell Street was starting to get better. So they were moving that vehicle from the median on the southbound side. The backup is only minimal now. 895 southbound. It's around O'Donnell Street. It's a speed reduction there. JFX, you're good. Could be some slowing now in the Beltway as we fill in just a bit on the Parkville side and coming down the west side, but no problems there. You might still see the remains of an accident. One vehicle is off to the side. BW Parkway southbound near 197 going into Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert days. We're tracking dangerous heat and humidity on your Monday afternoon. Temperatures in the triple digits and feels like numbers could be close to 110. So make sure to stay hydrated and find a way to stay cool. More heat and humidity on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bel Air already 75 degrees. Baltimore has 82 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Annapolis police have released the name of the man found dead in Spa Creek on April 25. Police say 20-year-old Cameron Phillips' body was discovered wedged under the pier of the Truxton Park boat ramp, but it's not clear how he ended up in the water. Phillips was reported missing by his family in January. Baltimore City, under its first code red extreme heat alert of the summer, the health department says the heat index expected to rise above 100 degrees for the next few days, and the code red will remain in effect through Thursday. During the extreme heat, residents should stay hydrated, remain indoors with a working air conditioner if possible, and be sure to check on vulnerable neighbors. A list of cooling centers, by the way, posted at health.baltimorecity.gov. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen has issued a statement following Saturday's U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear sites. Van Hollen says President Trump said he would end wars, and now he has, quote, dragged America into one, end quote. Van Hollen says the president's actions are a clear violation of the Constitution, ignoring the requirement that only Congress has the authority to declare war. And Maryland State Police investigating a deadly motorcycle crash on the Beltway. The accident happened around 9 p.m. Sunday. The interloop, Perrin Parkway, the motorcyclist was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say the motorcyclist lost control of their bike, slid into a vehicle that was parked on the shoulder of the road. 705 at WCBM, Pick 3 Lottery, 817, Pick 4, 2440. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The Orioles' loss to the Yankees yesterday was bad enough, but it was overshadowed by a slew of injury news. Birds announcing Adley Rutschman has been placed on the IL. He'll be out at least through the All-Star break with a strained oblique. And then one of his backups goes down during the game.
Of course, he pulls the base hit. Couser's up with it. They're going to try it with Jazz. Throw! Oh, a collision at the plate! Hanley got knocked out! He had to come up the line to field the throw, which was not quite online.
Call on the Roku Sports Network, Maverick Hanley, now in concussion protocol for the Birds. The team needs another catcher. It could be Sam Bisaccia time, although they probably would not want to call him up if things were all equal. Meanwhile, Jordan Westberg day-to-day with a finger injury. When asked how long he'd be out, Westberg's reply.
I'm not a doctor. It's hard for me to say. All I know is that there's no fracture on the x-ray. So I'm trying to stay optimistic in that sense.
Birds come home for the week. They've got a six-game homestand beginning with the Rangers tonight at 6:35. The 40-20 rule was followed last night in the NBA once again. OKC over the Pacers for the title, 103-91. It was the 37th time in the last 41 years that a team that won 40 games before it lost 20 wins the NBA championship. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Hall of Fame horse racing trainer suddenly retires. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice. Really, don't forget, download or update your old app. Get the brand new app today. You can text or call right into the show here and debate, discuss any of the topics. We're talking to Ron here this morning, but in this hour, Van Jones is going to tell us how progressives, what they think about Iran. Marco Rubio schooling Margaret Brennan yesterday on To Face the Nation. Plus, Tom Holman is going to weigh in on the sleeper cell threat here in the United States. Top here is why, we hear from Holman here, why ICE needs to wear the masks, because Democrats are doxing them.
Yep, exactly. 7:10 right now, Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCB. But let's start with this. J.D. Vance, look, advertently or inadvertently, misnamed Alex Padilla.
Well, I was hoping Jose Padilla would be here to ask a question, but unfortunately, I guess he decided not to show up because there wasn't the theater. And that's all it is. You know, I think everybody realizes that's what this is. It's pure political theater. These guys show up. They want to be captured on camera doing something. They want to be able to go back to their far-left groups and to say, look, me, I stood up against border enforcement. I stood up against Donald Trump.
Okay, now obviously the thrust of his comments was all about the theatrics surrounding Alex Padilla busting in on Kristi Noem. He had no intention, I think, of misnaming the guy, but oh my God, Tempest meet Teapot.
He knows my name. He knows my name. Look, sadly, it's just an indicator of how petty and unserious this administration is. But he's the vice president of the United States. You think he'd take the situation in Los Angeles more seriously?
Yeah, you think the situation in Los Angeles more seriously?
As I said last year, you know who Jose Padilla was?
Yeah.
Jose Padilla was tied loosely to the 9/11 terrorist plot, and he also was tied to 2002 dirty bomb attack in Chicago. He was trying to set off a dirty bomb in that city, and so that's maybe why they're a little bit triggered, pardon the expression.
Yeah, but you know, they're
Jose versus Alex.
There are probably 100 Jose Padillas in this country, and that may be an underestimation. I mean, it's a common last name, common first name, but you know, all right, a mistake was made, so Karen Bass, mayor of Los Angeles, decided, oh no, I gotta say something too.
Mr. Vice President, how dare you disrespect
Greta,
our senator? You don't know his name, but yet you served with him before you were vice president, and you continue to serve with him today, because the last time I checked, the vice president of the United States is the president of the U.S. Senate. You serve with him today, and how dare you disrespect him and call him Jose? But I guess he just looked like anybody to you.
Yeah,
well, he's not just anybody to us.
Yeah.
He is our senator.
Harumph, harumph, harumph.
Spoken like a true commie.
Somebody give that girl a harumph. It's really, it's like, let's make up something that has far more importance than it actually does.
$32 million of damage in Los Angeles from the L.A. riots, and she and others are blaming ICE
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not the ones running around setting fires.
You're getting upset about a misnaming.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than getting upset at the
serious.
Rioters.
They're not serious people. They're incompetent boobs.
Yep, they are indeed. And we'll talk about more incompetent boobs coming up in a couple of minutes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. First, though, one of the more competent boobs. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Those are really the best kind, aren't they?
I guess so.
Yeah. Oh, boy. No further comment need be necessary at this particular point, ladies and gentlemen.
The
southbound I-97 at Route 32, that pace is still good. The morning backup, not yet there. And the only thing we see right now is 50 eastbound where the truck scales are. That lineup right there with all the trucks in the right lane. So you might see that. You might think there's something more to it than that. But that's what it is, that the straight-through traffic is still doing fine. No delays on the westbound main span. And we're still clear at Ritchie Highway and over to the Severn River Bridge. That one vehicle was still there. It was a minor wreck on the BW Parkway southbound at Route 197. But again, the pace is still good through that area. Next time around, we'll go out and check on that construction on I-95 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to start off a little bit. It's getting warm already. It's going to get a lot hotter. Extreme heat and humidity expected today. High temps about 100. Heat index 110. And the heat dome, as they're calling it, going to continue throughout the course of this week. Right now, 79 in the city and 78 in Parkville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
What a difference a president makes, huh?
Yeah.
On Saturday night, President Trump issued this statement. We have completed our very successful attack on the three nuclear sites in Iran, including Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan. All planes are now outside of Iranian airspace. A full payload of bombs was dropped on the primary site, Fordo. All planes are safely on their way home. Congratulations to our great American warriors. There's not another military in the world that could have done this. Now is the time for peace. Thank you for your attention in this matter. And we got their attention all right.
Yeah.
And the fact is, remember what Barack Obama sent to Iran?
Pallets full of money.
Pallets of cash. $1.7 billion. Remember what Joe Biden did for the murderers, mullahs of Iran? He released their $16 billion that had been seized in assets and cash after their outrageous behavior. What a difference. President Trump sending B-2 bombers and 75 precision-guided munitions to take them out. He also said over the weekend, it was on Sunday, it's not politically correct to use the term regime change, but if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why wouldn't there be a regime change? MIGA, M-I-G-A, he said on Truth Social. Now, he's not talking about we're going to do it. He's not talking about boots on the ground and that we're going to do it. This is a message to the Iranian people. Time to take up arms. Time to cast off the murder mullahs and launch your own revolution. I know a lot of people think that he's out there wanting a regime change. That is not what he's talking about. President Trump is also targeting Kentucky Representative Tom Massey, who is opposing the president, says what he did was unconstitutional. Well, you're a member of Congress, and I know he introduced a bill along with Rand Paul. They co-authored something about getting rid of the War Powers Act. Fine, debate it.
Yeah.
Debate it in Congress. Do your jobs for once. Instead of constantly being naysayers and little, and the nitwits in Congress are just too many. We don't have enough real players in Congress, real MAGA types. Remember this classic 1980, Vince and the Valiants. It's going all the way back 40-some years.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
That was 1979, the aftermath of the Islamic takeover of Iran, the deposal of the Shah, and of course they kidnapped our Americans for what 440 some days, and the
until the day Carter was no longer president.
Right in 1980, that song came out. Ana Paulina Luna says, "Oh yes, what President Trump did is constitutional
under President Trump's Article 2, Section 2 authorities. If he's protecting national interests or responding to imminent threat, he actually can authorize, and it's very constitutional, a precision strike."
I don't know what's wrong with some Republicans, like MTG, and some, a lot of Democrats, a lot of swampy GOPs, that they don't get what kind of threat a nuclear Iran poses to the safety of America and Americans.
Yeah, Iran is not a typical country. Typical countries don't blind girls if they have a hair showing from under their burqa. They don't cut the hands off people simply accused of being a thief.
I mean, I would think that would be the very definition of America first. Thinking of protecting Americans first and America. We're not asking to join the war with Israel again. We're not talking about boots in the ground. President Trump said it again over the weekend. We don't want any more forever wars. But when it is in our best interest to protect America and Americans, I trust President Trump's decisions. Here is Senator Mark Wayne Mullen.
There is no question Iran has threatened us, and there is no question they have attacked us. This is well within the president's authority to be able to do just exactly what he's doing. He's keeping America safe.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's happening. President Trump, this got lost over the weekend because of the Operation Midnight Hammer. But President Trump posted on Truth Social on Friday he wants a special prosecutor to investigate fraud in the 2020 presidential election, which was allegedly won, air quotes, by Joe Biden. He said zero border crossings for the month for Trump versus 60,000 for sleepy, crooked Joe Biden, a man who lost the 2020 presidential election by a landslide. Biden was grossly incompetent, and the 2020 election was a total fraud. The evidence is massive and overwhelming. A special prosecutor must be appointed. This cannot be allowed to happen again in the United States of America. What this crooked man and his corrupt cronies have done to our country in 4 years is grossly indescribable, end of quote. The name Matt Gaetz is now being floated for a possible special prosecutor role. That's the way it went down. Today's day 155 of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 21 minutes after the hour, and still to come, we'll hear more about, the Iran issue, and specifically why ICE agents also have to wear masks, because they're being doxxed. Their families are being doxxed by dangerous Democrats on the loose. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, did you hear this? Marilyn Mosby is out. Her home detention sentence is over.
Wow, isn't that special?
She was heard to say, free at last, free at last. Thank God I'm free at last.
She has made that up, did she?
This is my time.
Yes. She's got to come up with a quote or two of her own. I think we should give her room to employ
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, but her home detention sentence has now ended, so she is thrust back onto America once more.
Yeah, if America wants to be thrust on.
Yes.
Which something tells me that most of us don't. You know, you've had your moment of the sun, darling. Just go ahead. Go back and practice real estate law, because that's what you were doing way back when. 7:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is. The man of the now it's well past hour. Yes, the roast is over. Chuck's career has come to an end. No, it hasn't. It's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We just injected new life into it. What are you talking about?
That's right.
Yeah, it depends on that.
I haven't seen him look that alive in years.
That's nice. What are you still on? You want to start again? Let me do this traffic. We'll go another round. The Outer Loop West Side has filled in just a bit, but it's not bad really at all for this time in the morning. Still okay through Liberty Road down through Route 40, coming up from Wilkins Avenue. The Inner Loop at Green Spring, a little more traffic there in the Parkville side, but definitely not the usual big backups that we get this time of the morning. JFX is running okay from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. We're under 5 minutes, if that, at both the Harbor Tunnels right now. And that's always very good news through there. We have not seen any major difficulties in the construction. They had work earlier on 95 in Harford County at Route 24, but right now they're not in that area, so 95 is clear as you're heading up eventually towards the Tidings Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And, of course, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast in a word, hot and humid. So that's two words, actually. And it's going to be the way it is all week long, as the heat dome is going to trap all this unstable, very oppressive heat for at least most of the week. So we're expecting highs around 100, heat index at 110. We're already 80 in Dundalk, 78 in Bel Air. Here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
And we thought we were unstable without that weather. Jerry Nadler, well, he and a handful of others, Andrew Cuomo and others on the Democrat side, have once again picked up this drum they're beating that why do ICE agents wear masks? Nadler says, so it must be because they're hiding their misbehavior.
These people are wearing masks and are totally unidentified, and the question is why? The question is why. It's completely improper, and again, one has to assume they're hiding something, or they're hiding misbehavior, because otherwise, why would they be wearing masks and denying their identities?
Yeah, after all, they're hiding something. Tom Holman says, no, you jackass. They're being doxxed. Their families are being doxxed. They're at physical risk.
The agents who wear a mask protect themselves and their families. Not only are they being doxxed, their spouses are being doxxed. Their children are being doxxed. Assaults are up over 400%. They're doing the job that Congress told them to do, and they appropriate them funding to do. And they're executing orders that a federal judge says, arrest that person, deport that person. They're not making this up. They're trying to protect themselves. The job's already dangerous, but it's much more dangerous now because of the rhetoric you're hearing from the Democrats.
Yeah, the rhetoric from Democrats like Jerry Nadler is, let's go ahead and gin up more anger at ICE because they're wearing masks. Let's make it a nefarious kind of thing. Look, these people are out there taking some of the worst characters in the world off of our streets and getting the hell out of this country. They're there wearing masks because they realize those people have connections. And their families are being doxxed, and they are being doxxed, which means basically their name, their address, their spouse's names, addresses,
children,
their kids' names, addresses, what schools they go to, all being released to people who would do them harm. That's why they're wearing masks.
If you don't like what ICE is doing, then legislate. Change the law. Because we're enforcing the laws they enacted. We're not making this up. So it's another Democrat lawmaker who wants to target ICE on enforcing the laws they enacted.
Yeah.
Democrats only like laws they can twist and distort and manipulate to their own benefit. That's where lawfare came from. When you actually are enforcing the laws the way they're written on the books, they get all upset about that.
Yeah, but Holman's right. If you guys don't like the laws, they're just there doing the job according to the law. If you don't like the law, change the law. Go to Congress and say, we should not be doing this. Convince the majority of the Congress that you are correct in your point of view. Pass a law. Convince the president to sign the bill, and it will all stop. ICE will go away because it will have no function whatsoever. Instead, Holman points out, instead you have Democrats like this guy, Alex Padilla, off, let's be a showboat and show everybody exactly how much we hate ICE.
He didn't say a word about a half a million children being smuggled in the country under Biden. He didn't say a word about losing 300,000 of them. He didn't say a word about over 400 people on terrorist watches coming across. He didn't say a word about a quarter of Americans dying from fentanyl coming across an open border. He didn't say a word about sex trafficking sixfold under Joe Biden. He didn't say a word about a record number of migrants who died crossing the border, which is over 4,000, another historic record. They were silent during all that because they were complicit.
Yeah, you bet. And you know what? You know what movie I watched again over the weekend?
Hmm.
The Sound of Freedom with Jim Caviezel about the Serb.
Sure.
Tim Ballard, the DHS agent who basically quit his job and went to rescue children. They saved close to 200 children and reunited them with their families. And the child sex trafficking operation coming out of South America, Central America, in the United States is the leading destination for child sex traffickers in the world.
It's amazing, because I watched something similar this past weekend. They saved an entire family. It was The Sound of Music. Something pretty close. They went over the mountains. They sang. That's different. They sang.
All right, my good friend Tim Munson, AES Builders and Home Improvements, are there for you when you need. If you're thinking about your home remodeling project, your kitchen, bathroom remodeling, whatever your project is, Tim is going to do a great job. Tim's been doing it for a long time, for decades now. Again, quality, craftsmanship. You know, you're dealing with someone who has integrity, who stands behind their work with the slogan, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. It's that simple. And right now, for the first 25 callers to Tim, he will discount $2,500 off your home improvement project. Just call 1-800-787-SAVE, 1-800-787-SAVE. Over 33 different business service awards, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and so many of our listeners are happy that Tim Munson and AES Home Builder Improvements came to work on their home. You will be too, because when they're done, you will be happy. 1-800-787-SAVE. At 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland's lone Republican in Congress is supporting President Trump's weekend airstrikes on three Iranian nuclear sites. Andy Harris says a nuclear-armed Iran endangers America, Israel, and the entire free world. Harris, who chairs the House Freedom Caucus, says the U.S. took decisive action to destroy Iran's nuclear capability, protecting American lives, allies, and global stability, that is. Harris called the airstrikes peace through strength. Evictions in Baltimore City have been postponed until Thursday at the earliest due to this code red extreme heat alert and excessive heat warning. The stay on evictions during extreme weather was enacted following a state law that took effect last fall. According to the Baltimore City Sheriff's Office, rescheduled dates will be available after the advisory has ended. Property owners and managers with evictions on the calendar for this week can get updates at BaltimoreCitySheriff.gov. Three people dead, several others injured, following separate weekend shootings and stabbings in Baltimore. Two men died Sunday after they were shot at the 2200 block of Christian Street in southwest Baltimore. A man died Saturday after he was stabbed the 100 block of South Broadway in the city's central district. And the non-fatal shootings happened on East North Avenue, Delaney Street, East Lombard, Erdman Avenue, and the 600 block of South Broadway. And we haven't even gotten to the hot part of summer yet. Baltimore City Sheriff's deputy facing a bail hearing in Baltimore County today following his arrest for child sex abuse. Jonathan Koritzer, that's K-O-R-I-T-Z-E-R, Koritzer, was taken into custody Friday on charges that include fourth-degree sexual offense and child porn after police received information about his alleged relationship with a minor. He was held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center over the weekend. His hearing is set for this afternoon. Coming up next, traffic and weather on the threes.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante El Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Custom home builders and remodelers. Find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Pick 3 Lottery, 817, pick 4, 2440, and now at 733, traffic and weather on the 3s. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The slowdown is back again on 895 southbound. Nothing major. Looks like traffic is going into the tunnel okay without any big problems. It could have been any time we get even just a broken down vehicle for 2 or 3 minutes. Doesn't take much to back us up. So right now, we're backed up again back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. It's going into the tunnel. Looking at the camera at the toll plaza southbound at Child Street, and there are no issues right through there. So it looks like we're okay. Just the normal heavy traffic coming south. 95, you're in really good shape now. Moving south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. A little busy going through the tunnel and eventually down towards 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert day as we're tracking dangerous heat and humidity on your Monday afternoon. Temperatures in the triple digits and feels like numbers could be close to 110. So make sure to stay hydrated and find a way to stay cool. More heat and humidity on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. If it hasn't been already, the Birds' 2025 season certainly at an inflection point right now, with both Adley Rutschman and Maverick Hanley out, as well as Jordan Westberg at least day-to-day. The Orioles' third baseman asked Saturday about the toll that the injuries have taken on the Birds this year.
Yeah, it's really tough. I've dealt with it firsthand, so I can kind of speak to that, how frustrating it can be. And I think I'm not the only guy in this clubhouse who all we want to do is be on the field and compete with each other.
Birds fell to the Yankees yesterday. 4-2 was the final. Fallback now 12 of New York, 6.5 behind 7 teams in the wild card race. And in case you missed it over the weekend, Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski made MLB history, throwing 6 perfect innings against the Twins. That, coupled with 5 no-hit innings in his Major League debut, gave him 11 total hitless innings to start a career, a first for a starter in the modern era. College World Series, LSU sweeps Coastal Carolina yesterday. 5-3 was the final, but there was controversy early in the game. Coastal Carolina head coach Kevin Schnall was tossed by umpire Angel Campos for arguing balls and strikes. Schnall unhappy with the lack of respect afforded to him for what he saw was a legitimate beef.
And I'm 48 years old. I shouldn't get shooed by another grown man. All right, so when I come out to ask what the warning is, a grown man shooed me.
Shooed and tossed in the NCAA final. Tragedy at an Algerian soccer match yesterday. 3 dead, 70 injured after falling from the upper stands of a stadium following MC Alger's second straight title win. NASCAR was at the Pocono Raceway yesterday. Chase Briscoe was there as well.
What a day for the 19. Good to the last drop. Chase Briscoe saves and wins in Pocono.
Call on Fox. Briscoe holds off Denny Hamlin for his third career cup win and his first with Joe Gibbs Racing. And finally, shocking news from the world of horse racing. Gabby Gaudette from FanDuel Sports reports.
Dwayne Lucas will not be returning to racing due to a severe blood infection that caused significant physical damage.
FanDuel Racing's Gabby Gaudette with that. Lucas family said the 89-year-old has battled a severe infection that has worsened quickly and that he has declined an aggressive treatment plan, instead plans to return home. The time now is 7:37 when we return, reflecting on the great Dwayne Lucas career.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This really is, I mean, he's 89 years old.
Yeah.
But this really is shocking news.
It was just here.
Yeah, exactly.
The Preakness.
Exactly right. I mean, this is like, you know, a major league manager at the height of his career, even though he's 89 years old. He's a Hall of Famer. He's won 15 Triple Crown races, second only to Bob Baffert. He's won 20 Breeder Cup races. I mean, this is a giant.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is a legend yes. in horse racing.
And, I can't say I'd argue with his decision, though.
No, absolutely no. not. He wants to be with his family. He knows yes. that he knows that it's the end.
Right. It's just very, very sad, but, you know, again, you can't live forever, but he has certainly left a mark on thoroughbred racing. And it's amazing when you say he's a giant. There's no one.
It's an understatement.
Yeah, you know, Baffert sort of, you know, got a little bit of trouble there in the last year or two, and so
he
kind of stained his legacy. But Dwayne Lucas, he's just amazing.
He's clean.
Yeah, wish him all the best. Thanks, Gary. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So, two things that really has bothered me repeatedly over the years, especially when it comes to actions like this, which happened in Operation Midnight Hammer, mm-hmm. is that the people who rail against it are usually the state-run drive-by media,
sure.
who run interference or are complicit with the Democrat Party. They are the media wing of the Democrat Party, and of course the Democrats. And in this particular case, you do have some, I think, valid concerns by, like, some people on the right that are just, they're really, you know, afraid of forever war. And I get that, you know, once burned type of thing. But Margaret Brennan over to Face the Nation, I'd say Marco Rubio has been lights out since he's become Secretary of State. And he absolutely took her to the woodshed. And she's asking him, after the media repeatedly said there's no intel whatsoever that Iran has a nuclear weapon, okay?
Yeah.
Then they find out, well, yeah, they do. They have enough enriched uranium to make 10 bombs, but the Ayatollah was supposed to give the order to assemble it. You know, mm-hmm. they needed to put it on a vehicle so they could go on a warhead. And so she's questioning Rubio or whether or not he's seen intel to indicate that.
Are you saying there that the United States did not see intelligence that the Supreme Leader had ordered weaponization?
That's irrelevant. I think that question being asked on the media, that's an irrelevant question.
No, they have that everything is the key point in U.S. intelligence assessment. You know
no,
that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
No, it's
that
not.
The political
no,
decision
no,
had
well,
not been made.
I know that
made.
Better than you know that, and I know that that's not the case.
But I'm asking you whether the order was
about.
Given.
And the people who say that, it doesn't matter if the order was given. They have everything they need to build nuclear weapons. Why would you bury things in a mountain 300 feet under the ground?
Right.
Why would you bury six? Why do they have 60% enriched uranium? You don't need 60% enriched uranium. The only countries in the world that have uranium at 60% are countries that have nuclear weapons because
right.
they can quickly make it 90. They have all the elements. They have. Why do they have a space program? Is Iran going to go to the moon? No. They're trying to build an ICBM.
No, but
so
that's
they can
a question.
One day put a
that's a question. That's a question of intent. And you know, in the intelligence assessment, that it was that Iran wanted to be a threshold state.
How do you know
and
what
use
the intelligence
this
assessment
leverage.
Says?
I'm talking
How do you
about
know
the
what
public
intelligence assessment
March
says?
Assessment, and that's why I was asking you if you know something
well,
more
that,
from
but
March.
That's also
if
an inaccurate
was
representation
given.
Of it. That's an accurate representation of it. That's not how intelligence is read. That's not how intelligence is used. Here's what the whole world knows. Forget about intelligence. What the IAEA knows, they are enriching uranium well beyond anything you need
yes.
for a civil nuclear program. So why would you enrich uranium at 60%
right.
if you don't intend to one day use it to take it to 90 and build a weapon?
Right.
Why are you developing ICBMs? Why do you have 8,000 short-range missiles and 2,000 to 3,000 long mid-range missiles that you continue to develop? Why do you do all these things? They
Understood.
Have everything they need for a nuclear weapon. They
okay.
have the delivery mechanisms. They have the enrichment capability. They have the highly enriched uranium that is stored.
Yes.
That's all we need to see.
Right. Well, and
especially
that,
in
so
the hands
the
of a regime that's already involved in terrorism and proxies and all kinds of things around. They are the source of all
yes,
instability
and no one's
in the
disputing,
Middle East.
No one's disputing that. I'm not doing that here.
Well, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Of course you are.
You absolutely were. And, you know, here's Rubio, who was on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, which I'm not a big fan of anyway, but he was on there. He had access to this kind of intel. And
she has no idea.
She has no access. She is. Someone's feeding her stuff. Someone who's feeding these questions. Yeah.
And that's the problem. She just has to think of the whole thing. She has somebody feeding her the portions they want her to see.
Right.
And that's what's important to bear in mind. She doesn't know the whole picture.
And then we heard that 700 Iranians have been released back into the United States across the border illegally. And Maria Bartiromo was asking Border Czar Tom Holman, do they pose a threat?
In the last 4 years, my biggest concern was this open border was the biggest national security vulnerability this country's ever seen.
Yeah, and indeed.
It is.
It is. He was saying it routinely, as have we, ever since the Biden administration began to say, hey, y'all come on now.
Well, think about it now. They know countries like China, Iran, and North Korea, et cetera, those to seek to do us harm. They know that the water's wide open, and there's no consequence. You get caught, or even if you get caught, there's the gotaways, the ones that got caught, that got released. I mean, it's a ticking time bomb. So you see something, say something, folks. Be ever vigilant. We do need a contestant to choose your fake news. Give us a call right now, 410-922-6680 or 1-800-922-6680.
And make it happen right now, because it's 743. We got about 60 seconds of Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes, and then choose your fake news. Chuck.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The inner loop at Green Spring looks good. Nothing major there. Over to the JFX. The outer loop is a little bit slow coming over towards Hartford Road and then over towards Providence Road. The pace is much better through there. Have not really seen any big problems at all on the west side this morning. Looking at the camera right here at Dogwood Road, which is near I-70 and Security Boulevard. And again, the pace is good there coming up from Anne Arundel County. No problems. There had been a report about 10 minutes ago there may have been debris on the roadway on the BW Parkway southbound at 175. And right now at both the tunnels, we keep fluctuating off and on. We're a little bit slow. 95 and 895, both slowing around the area of the O'Donnell Street ramp. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, and boy, it's hot now. So let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready, checking your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Get it all done at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, dangerously hot today, 100 for the high, heat index of 110, and that heat's going to extend through the week. Right now it's already 81 in the Middle River and 79 in the Bel Air. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, you'll be the winner. And we've got a WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug, if you can correctly guess that. Ed in Mount Airy, good morning.
Morning, Ed.
Ed, are you there?
Ed
was there.
Where are you?
Ed, we're going to give you about 5 more seconds to respond.
3, 2, 1.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You
make a call. All right. So Ed could not hang on or fill out his
Wilbur,
whatever.
Here.
He wanted to be the contestant, and then he thought actually he got crabbed out of it. And
before we do this, Alan, who was at the roast, the unofficial observer and statistician of the Choose Your Fake News segment, he reports that, and it was nice to see him, Alan. Thanks for coming out Friday night.
Very nice.
The standings for the panel, April 1st through June 18th, are as follows. Kristen is number one, followed by the callers, number two. Chuck is number three. And Bruce, you are bringing up the rear under 500. You're in danger of finishing the quarter under 500. From January through June, Kristen's still number one. Bruce, you're number two. Chuck, you are the southbound end of the northbound mule there.
I'm Pedro, south of the border.
Yes, you are. And then since October of 2020, when he began recording these results, to June of 2025, Kristen, number one, Chuck is number two, and Bruce bringing up the rear.
I'm serious. I'm like the weather vane. I'm like the canary in the coal mine. I choose something, choose something else. It's almost a guarantee.
Well, during that time, Ed has reconnected. He's called us back. Ed, good morning.
Very good.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I would like to go fifth. After Sean gives the answer.
There, all right, there you go. That's a great way to finish 1,000.
Now you can get disconnected once again.
All right, here we go, Ed.
From your book, Chuck. Come on.
Come on now. Don't be a smartass first thing in the morning. Come on now.
Story number one. There's a startup called Cluely, which openly boasts it can help everyone cheat on everything. And it's raising a lot of money. It uses AI to help people cheat at exams, interviews, and yes, even dating. Cluely is the name of the new app, the cheating app. Story two, a politically potty-mouthed parrot named Hendrix is in the news because he won't stop swearing about Democrats. More than 50 people from all over the United States and Canada filled out forms to adopt Hendrix the parrot because apparently his owner died and left him to the Forever Paws Animal Shelter in Fall River, Mass. Hendrix the parrot says stuff like, F Joe Biden, Pelosi is a POS, and Kamala Harris sucks. No word on if he's been given to an owner
yet. Give that bird a cracker.
And story three, cops in Oregon are searching for a 42-year-old man who led officers on a high-speed chase, then abandoned his SUV and fled on foot. And it's making national headlines because his name is Looney Tune. Story one, Cluely, the cheating app. Story two, Hendrix, the politically potty-mouthed parrot. Or story three, Looney Tune at large. All right, we'll start with Kristen this morning.
Oh, goody. Well, the AI story, I mean, people already use that anyway for that kind of stuff, so I don't think that's that much of a stretch. And sure, also, I don't know if that was the criminal's given name, but maybe he adopted that name as a criminal. I think I'll say two. I don't know about that.
All right, Kristen goes for story two, Bruce.
Let's see, how to cheat app. I think that's probably a true story. It just seems to me the Looney Tunes story, I think, is absolutely true. My family originally is from Fall River, actually, so I think that's nobody's fall mouth there. We all moved out. That's fake news.
Bruce goes for story two. Chuck?
Well, now we know why Mike Fast wasn't there on the party on Friday, because Looney Tunes was out missing. I'll go with two as well.
All right. Chuck goes for two. Ed?
I'll go with two. Oh, no. I'll go with number one. Reason being is I have a grandson that's just like that parrot. So I can't go with two.
Okay. So Ed goes for number one.
Does he sit on a perch?
He does, apparently. That's what he means. In a cage.
For a three-year-old, he's doing pretty well.
That's not bad.
Exactly. All right, Ed.
I still have the same problem.
Story of number one is a true story, Ed. Sorry about that. So Ed went for Cluely, but apparently didn't have one. All right. Thank you, Ed, for listening. Thanks for the call. Story two is our fake news story of the day. Yeah, there's Hendrix. He's got a potty mouth, but he doesn't go after politicians at all. So that is our fake news story of the day.
You want me to record some for him?
Yeah. I bet you could.
Yeah, I know I could.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's hear your Polly Whitaker.
No, Mr. Casey.
On the old Fall River line, on the old Fall River
line. Everybody knows now what Mr. Casey means. We explained that to the public.
Birds of a feather.
So.
F together.
Squawk together, exactly.
Squawk together, yes. Squawk.
Thank you very much.
Button it up. Button it up.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 7:50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up next, Van Jones on how progressives and what they think of Iran.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. It's 7:53. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Don't know what the problem is yet, but there's a backup on 83 as you're coming south from York Road. You're getting down towards the ramp at 439. So I'm not sure if that's construction or there may be an incident in that area. It's moving, but very slow on the southbound side. So we'll try to get the word. I'm just trying to see if these are barricades in the roadway here. Looks like that might be what it is. I have to check, double check, just to make sure. Southbound 83 coming down from the state line through that area. But it looks like there may be some cones in the roadway on the southbound side. I will let you know. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Restate Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com to book today. FreeState Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. The heat dome is here, and it's going to trap a lot of hot and humid air in the Baltimore metro area for the whole week. We start off mild, but heating up. Humidity expected 100 today with a heat index of 110. We're already at 80 in Columbia, and it is 80 in Ellicott City. And you're up to date here on the Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bang, bang, Maxwell Silva hammer came down on his head. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silva hammer made sure that he was dead.
Yes, Operation Maxwell Silver Hammer took place this past weekend, or a variation thereof, and make sure it was very, very dead. The work that they did was absolutely phenomenal. And even folks like Van Jones of the political left saying that, you know what, progressives should actually take a step back and get over their TDS and take a clear-eyed look at who Iran is and what they're about.
I think progressives underestimate how dangerous Iran is. Iran is not a normal country. Normal countries don't blind women because they showed some hair. They don't empower little gangs and proxies to surround a country and fire rockets and rape people.
Yeah, if not for the Trump derangement syndrome, and again, this is coming from Van Jones, and he's a lefty. He said, if not for the TDS, progressives and liberals will be able to see Iran much more clearly. He says, because what Iran says and does on a number of levels, it really should offend progressives.
Two things are clear. The what, they cannot have a bomb, and the why, because they say death to America, death to Israel, and death to all the Jews. One of those should offend you if you're progressive. At least one should offend you.
If one does not, you've got a real problem. Real quickly, let's duck back to Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather. Good morning, Chuck.
Just very quickly, there was a broken down vehicle. Apparently, they're temporarily eastbound on the Bay Bridge. They're moving traffic again now, but the backup eastbound is back to Whitehall Road with about a 10 to 15 minute delay. We'll have more later. Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck. And by the way, Van Jones actually has something that's almost traffic-like in his comments about how progressives and people on the left actually operate.
There's a danger of trying to drive looking in the rearview mirror. Iraq was an unmitigated disaster from the beginning, but Iraq and Iran are not the same. We know for sure that they're enriching uranium. They say it. The United Nations says it. I mean, it's so. Yeah. So we're not guessing. Are there weapons of mass destruction? We know they're within breakout range. People with way less weaponry have done horrible things with 9/11, horrible things with October 7th, and so this is a real threat and a real problem.
This is a real threat and a real problem. He recognizes it. He is not quite sure why the rest of the left does not. He does think it's to the detriment of those people on the political left in this country that their TDS is keeping them from seeing international affairs more clearly. Because what Iran did eventually led to, I think, was absolutely inevitable, Sean. And that was this.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
14 boom, 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 booms.
Yeah, they call that locations. F-A and F-O.
Yep, and they did.
Fool around and find out.
They did indeed. Look, Iraq, we were told, watch out, they have WMDs. In Iran, we know. This is not, I mean, we're not looking at Iraq here. We're looking at a known quantity.
Yeah, but known. But as Bannon points out, be careful because the neocons are back out now. They're pushing for the forever war. They're pushing for regime change. They're pushing for having your footprint in the Middle East. So President Trump, and I trust his decision making, he's got credibility on this. He is not a forever war guy. It was a precision strike, a mission success. It was an incredible military success. So we just have to be careful where we go from here.
Get in, do the job, get out. Our mission goal was defined. They achieved the goal. There's going to be no mission creep on this one, folks. Tim Kyle, boy, I tell you, I sure hope you guys have been paying attention. Because today and this week are the kinds of days you're going to really need to talk with Tim Kyle. In the summer, you need to have your AC working and need to have it working very well. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, Air Conditioning, HVAC. They do great work. They want to make sure that your home is equipped with reliable heating and reliable air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Heating, Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, your comfort, and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com.
It's 8 o'clock. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The weekend U.S. airstrikes on several Iranian nuclear weapons facilities haven't stopped Israel and Iran from trading fire. Iran claims to have targeted Tel Aviv and Haifa, while Israel says it has blasted Iran's notorious Evin prison, as well as roads around the underground Fordo nuclear site. As for Iranian retaliation for the U.S. attacks, the BBC's Lise Doucette says the options are quite limited.
A direct attack on any of the U.S. military bases or troops in the region will trigger major retaliation. Closing the strategic waterway of the Strait of Hormuz, the route of a fifth of the global oil traffic, could also backfire by alienating Arab allies as well as China, the main customer for Iran's own oil. Powerful players, including Saudi Arabia, are urging both sides to pull back from this dangerous brink.
And Vice President Vance says his boss remains staunchly opposed to forever wars.
The president has actually been one of the fiercest critics of 25 years of failed foreign policy in the Middle East, which is why he did what he did. A very precise, a very surgical strike tailored to an American national interest. And that national interest is Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. It would be a disaster for us.
Vance on NBC's Meet the Press. Record-shattering triple-digit high temperatures will be the rule for at least the next few days across states from the Midwest all the way up into the Northeast. Potential mass shooting averted. A heavily armed man wearing tactical gear showed up yesterday outside a church in Wayne, Michigan. After a motorist ran him down with his pickup truck, church security moved in, fatally shot the armed man. The Oklahoma City Thunder, 2025 NBA champs, beating the Pacers 103-91. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 80 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Third Day. The original members reunited for the 30th anniversary tour, playing all the hits. America. With special guests, Zach Williams. Tickets available Friday at awakeningfoundation.com. Third Day. The 30th anniversary tour.
You just call my name.
An Awakening Foundation event.
803, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic with on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Right, there's a delay on the approach to the Bay Bridge. Again, it's at Whitehall Road. We had this one day last week. Same thing. Had a broken down vehicle. Wasn't there very long, but long enough to back us up, and it's still not recovered. Still around the area, Whitehall Road, through the area at Sandy Point, and then up onto the main span. All the lanes are moving, but right now it could be at least 15 to 20 minutes. It looks like to me, and I see barricades in the roadway here, southbound on 83, coming down from York Road towards Middletown Road. And for right now, we're only assuming that's what it is, construction, southbound down to one lane as you're coming south towards Middletown Road. That's a pretty good-sized backup right now through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert day as we're tracking dangerous heat and humidity on your Monday afternoon. Temperatures in the triple digits and feels like numbers could be close to 110. So make sure to stay hydrated and find a way to stay cool. More heat and humidity on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes, it is beginning to warm up outside. Dundalk right now has 79 degrees, and downtown Baltimore, 10 degrees warmer, is 89 already this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM downtown Baltimore. 804, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. Annapolis police have released the name of the man found dead in Spa Creek April 25. Police say 20-year-old Cameron Phillips' body was discovered wedged under the pier of the Truxton Park boat ramp, but it's not clear how he ended up in the water. Phillips was reported missing by his family in January. Baltimore City is under its first code red extreme heat alert of the summer. The health department says the heat index expected to rise above 100 degrees for the next few days. The code red will remain in effect through Thursday. During the extreme heat, residents should stay hydrated, remain indoors with a working air conditioner if possible, and be sure to check on vulnerable neighbors. A list of cooling centers posted at health.baltimorecity.gov. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen issued a statement following Saturday's U.S. airstrikes. Van Hollen says President Trump said he would end wars, and now he has, quote, dragged America into one. Van Hollen says the president's actions are a clear violation of the Constitution, ignoring the requirement that only Congress has the authority to declare war. And Maryland State Police investigating a deadly motorcycle crash on the Beltway. Accident happened around 9 p.m. Sunday. Interloop at Paring Parkway. Motorcyclist pronounced dead at the scene. According to Fox 45, investigators say the motorcyclist lost control of their bike, slid into a vehicle that was parked on the shoulder of the road. It's 8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3 Lottery, 817, pick 4, 2440. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Birds turn their attention to the Rangers tonight at Camden Yards. And with Kate Povich on the shelf, Trevor Rogers gets the ball. First pitch at 6:35 with the O's coming off a tough loss yesterday to the Yanks. Watching a 2-1 lead disappear in the eighth.
Chisholm sends the ball out to right center. One's off the wall. Rice scores easily. They're going to try it with Goldschmidt. The throw to the plate is not in time.
Call on the Roku Sports Channel. Jazz Chisholm's two-run double keyed the 4-2 Yankee win and a series win over the Birds. Ravens now with 3 weeks off until rookies report on July 15th. Marlon Humphrey with some interesting comments, though, last week concerning the Ravens' defense.
I feel that when I first came to the Ravens, it was all about the Ravens' defense. It was all about the Ravens' defense. It was all about the Ravens' defense. And I feel like I've let that standard, being here, I think the longest defensive guy, I feel like I've let that standard kind of slip. And
the script has been flipped, no doubt, for a team once dominated by the likes of Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, now dominated by the guys like Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Coming up in 30 minutes, a legal dispute that can yet again change the face of college sports. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reister's Town. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, number three, you're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at bizarre stories about the Minnesota killer and the Coast Guard would-be Trump assassin.
Very strange.
Very strange indeed. More leftist reaction to the Iran strike. We'll also hear from Raisin Kane on Operation Midnight Hammer. Top story here today, a couple of judges' rulings that you should know about. A federal judge granted a preliminary injunction allowing PSEG, that's a public service enterprise group, to access private properties in Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties for surveying purposes. The judge, Adam Abelson, 52-page decision, apparently doesn't have any property in the right-of-way there. Said this ruling doesn't give PSEG the right to build anything yet, but it does allow their surveyors onto private land to gather data they need for the state approval process. End of quote. He dismissed their arguments that PSEG lacked standing, said they had been designated a transmission developer under federal regulations, acting as the director of PJM Interconnection, the regional power grid operator. Peace Egg had filed more than 70 declarations documenting attempts to contact each landowner. In many instances, letters, phone calls went unanswered or were met with refusal. So now, if you refuse, after this ruling, if you refuse to let Peace Egg on your land or to access your land, you could be held in contempt of court, you could be fined, and you could even be jailed. If it's egregious enough.
All the sheriff's going to be there to enforce that?
The sheriff, DeWeese, says, nope, they're not going to participate. And I also think the Frederick County Sheriff, Chuck Jenkins, has said the same. We could never find the Baltimore County Sheriff. He just, I don't know where he is on a day-to-day basis. But that being said, that is, you know, this has the possibility to get to the Supreme Court. But a lot has to happen. You probably have to have an individual actually held in contempt, so there's a tort, there's a harm, if you will, and then you have to convince the Supreme Court to take the case. But it's not promising with Kelo versus New London still out there in the weeds.
Right.
You know, that's the took private property for public use. That was the first time that ever happened. Up until then, it had to be public
purpose.
Public purpose, not for private purpose. But in this particular case, this is private land for public purpose for power that may or may not be needed by those of us in this area. The other judge's ruling, Federal Magistrate Judge Barbara Holmes Sunday ruled that MS-13 gangbanger and wife beater Kilmar Abrego Garcia, you know, the darling of Chris Margarita Van Hollen, should not be detained on his criminal charges. And as required by the Bail Reform Act, the court has reviewed the evidence presented at the June 13th hearing and considered all the parties, blah, 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 blah. And so she's saying that he should be released and not held and be detained on his criminal. So the Trump administration has appealed that. So it could be take a while for that to come to fruition. But who knows where that's going to go. But this is a guy that, A, never was coming back, and they brought him back. And now they've charged him with, remember, sex trafficking, human trafficking, up to 100 occasions of that. And she thinks, let's let this guy out, because after all.
No problem.
Yeah, no problem there.
Can't imagine what kind of issues he created.
Yeah. Why don't we let him out in your community, in your neighborhood? Just keep him there.
You got a guest room?
No. Unreal. Two outrageous rulings. You can react to those. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You know, the favorite part, many listeners that did show up at the roast on Friday night, their favorite part, they said, was when Chuck said goodnight and thank you.
I can say that right now if you like, Mr. Casey. Have a lovely day.
Don't forget, I still have your gold-plated Stolodex that I have to ship.
That's good. You should ship it. Could do some other things with it. But, and Bruce, yes. I heard you.
I didn't say a thing.
No, I know. I heard you. Just humming to yourself, I'm sure.
You
want some cheese with that wine?
Really? 8:13. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
Well, this backup at the Bay Bridge is still here, Whitehall Road, and they're just crawling. It started with a broken-down vehicle about 25 minutes ago now, and the traffic on the bridge, I'm looking at the main span. It's moving, but, I mean, they're just driving almost side-by-side all the way across to the Stevensville side and over towards Kent Island, and at least that traffic on that side is moving, coming over eventually towards Route 8. Once you get off the east end of the bridge, they're picking up speed, but we still have to get through Whitehall Road in through Oceanic Drive and through the area at Sandy Point and up onto the main span. So from the beginning of that all the way to the end, I would think now could be 25 minutes or so for that traffic. It still looks like to me, they have not confirmed what this is, but it looks like construction to me. I see a cone there in the left hand, blocking the left hand lane, southbound 83, beginning at York Road down through the ramp there at the 439. So with that, single lane southbound and delays coming down from the state line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off, it's actually a very hot start to the day today. Extreme heat's building, humidity coming back into the picture here with high temperatures. About 100 today, maybe 110 on the heat index. And that's really going to be all week long as we are got this heat dome that's trapping all this hot air in the Baltimore Metro, Mid-Atlantic. Atlantic region. And right now we're already 82 in Annapolis, and it's 83 in Baltimore City. And time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown vehicle.
Ladies and gentlemen, 816, Talk Radio 680, WCBM on a Monday morning. Once again, it is time for us to find out which lefty has lost it. Yeah, it seems to me she probably lost it a long time ago. We're just finally noticing her. So please enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown vehicle enters the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps Mrs. Gavin Newsom. Her name is Jennifer Newsom. You know what her primary concern in life is right now? Those poor illegals. Your heart just has to go out for those poor illegals, doesn't it?
We are a country of immigrants. That is just a fact. It is who we are. And yet here we are watching families be targeted, watched, hunted, farm workers being chased across fields. These are some of the hardest working people on earth, and they literally feed the nation. Shame on this federal administration for doing this. Shame on them for terrifying families, ruining lives, just to make a political point. Whose interpretation of Christian values is this? What happened to being the party of family values? This shouldn't be about politics. This should be about people, their well-being, our shared humanity.
Yeah. Thanks, Jennifer. Look, she's a very, very pretty woman. She's the kind of woman you look at and you think, that woman could probably just kind of, when she's single, she could have just crooked her finger, and any guy with perfect hair that came along, she'd be able to snag. Which seems to me is exactly what happened here. And now she gets to indulge in her liberal fantasies at everybody else's expense, because after all, she's privileged. But you know who's not privileged? Those poor illegals. Your heart's just got to go out to them. And to her, because she could very well lose her gardener. Jennifer, get back in the clown car and get yourself out of here.
Yeah, well, you know, she's got other priorities. She's got the French Laundry, and she's got Napa Valley, where they were sipping on wine with her other elitist friends while L.A. was burning, you know.
She's your typical Hollywood beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. Perfect, classic American blonde. And Gavin Newsom is a perfect, good-looking guy. I bet you, they look lovely together on Christmas cards. Yeah. But there's no there for either one of them.
Yeah. I don't care what they look like. They're still socialists or robbing the people blind. Maryland Republicans are balking at Governor Moore's $400 million for underserved communities. We talked about this on Friday, how this was backdoor reparations. And now the Maryland GOP is speaking out. 419 of Maryland's 1,463 U.S. Census tracts are considered just communities. And they could get state funding based on historic inequities, redlining, urban highway construction, mass incarceration. Senator Justin Reedy told the Sun paper, grant money used today should be to uplift people today. You don't solve decades-old injustices by creating new injustices now, end of quote. State Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey said, quote, does anyone really believe pumping hundreds of millions of bucks into hand-picked areas will build generational wealth? This is wealth redistribution dressed up in equity language. It's socialism, plain and simple, end of quote. It's also buying votes. Let's call it what it is. You know, you're not going to do the commission to study reparations. You just got rid of that. So now you got to appease some. And so you come up with, I'm going to spread money into predominantly black areas. Although it's interesting, Ocean City is listed on this thing. I don't know how they got on the list. Ocean City has, full-time population is about 90% white and 1% black. So I don't know how they got on the list. But that's what it is. It is socialism, and that's who they are. We're dealing with progressive Marxists here, and this is all about buying votes so that Wes Moore's national ambition to become a president one day, it won't run into a buzzsaw. We'll see if black leaders will buy that or not, or swallow it, I should say. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Coming up next, Operation Midnight Hammer. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and those folks at Glen Burnie Transmission want to see you. They think that they can fix your transmission for you for a lot less than the dealers, and they have the track record to prove it. And now Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in the Baltimore area, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured Franny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions and Glen Burnie Transmissions is at 410-766-8500. Jim Jennings Transmissions is 410-686-6700. Online, you'll find them at either gbt-online.com or jjt-online.com. Jim Jennings Transmissions and Glen Burnie Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Sean, you realize that there's a house in Orleans?
I do.
They call it the Pancake House, actually.
So it's an IHOP, really.
Yeah, it's really. Beignet House.
I don't know about you, but yesterday I was mesmerized by General Raising Cane during his description.
Impressive man. Very impressive.
Very impressive man. Four-star general. And he told us exactly how Operation Midnight Hammer went down. And we're going to play parts of it coming up next, right after the traffic and weather.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, it's 823. You talk about a guy who was mesmerized in the true sense of the word. That is Dr. Mesmer. Came up with hypnosis the first time around. True. It's a true story. And they call it being mesmerized. Here he is to mesmerize all of us, Chuck Whitaker.
That is construction confirmed now by the Gish Man, southbound 83 between York Road and Middletown Road. The contractor was allowed to get in there early, so it's going to be several days or so for the traffic coming south from the state line. Now, the backup is eased up a little bit, but still there before you get down to the ramp at the 439. So anybody south from the state line, be okay for a while, and then you'll be in a single lane after Middletown Road and Belfast Road. The lanes are open. The Bay Bridge eastbound still backed up. Looking at the live shot here at Whitehall Road, all the lanes are open on the main span. Half an hour ago or so, there was a broken down vehicle on the span. Backed us up. Heavy traffic eastbound from Ritchie Highway still running through there, even though the pace right here at Oceanic Drive is not too bad. It's just taking a long time. Again, same thing happened last week, if you remember. Broken down vehicle backed up to Whitehall Road. Took more than an hour for that to completely clear out. So we'll come back and revisit that on the next report. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot today, 100, heat index to 110, already 84 in Dundalk, 81 in Millersville. Here is General Dan Raising Cane on Operation Midnight Hammer.
Last night on the President's orders, U.S. Central Command, under the command of General Eric Carrillo, executed Operation Midnight Hammer, a deliberate and precise strike against three Iranian nuclear facilities. This was a complex and high-risk mission carried out with exceptional skill and discipline by our joint force. I want to thank every service member, planner, operator that made this mission possible. Their actions reflect the highest standards of the United States Armed Forces. This operation was designed to severely degrade Iran's nuclear weapons infrastructure. It was planned and executed across multiple domains and theaters with coordination that reflects our ability to project power globally with speed and precision at the time and place of our nation's choosing. This was a highly classified mission with very few people in Washington knowing the timing or nature of this plan. I'll refer you to the graphic on the side as I walk you through some of the operational details. At midnight Friday into Saturday morning, a large B-2 strike package comprised of bombers launched from the continental United States. As part of a plan to maintain tactical surprise, part of the package proceeded to the west and into the Pacific as a decoy, a deception effort known only to an extremely small number of planners and key leaders here in Washington and in Tampa. The main strike package comprised of 7 B-2 Spirit bombers, each with 2 crew members, proceeded quietly to the east with minimal communications. Throughout the 18-hour flight into the target area, the aircraft completed multiple in-flight refuelings. Once over land, the B-2s linked up with escort and support aircraft in a complex, tightly timed maneuver requiring exact synchronization across multiple platforms in a narrow piece of airspace, all done with minimal communications. This type of integration is exactly what our joint force does better than anyone else in the world. At approximately 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time last night, and just prior to the strike package entering Iran, a U.S. submarine in the Central Command Area of Responsibility launched more than 24 Tomahawk land attack cruise missiles against key surface infrastructure targets at Esfahan. As the Operation Midnight Hammer strike package entered Iranian airspace, the U.S. employed several deception tactics, including decoys, as the 4th and 5th generation aircraft pushed out in front of the strike package at high altitude and high speed, sweeping in front of the package for enemy fighters and surface-to-air missile threats. The strike package was supported by U.S. Strategic Command, U.S. Transportation Command, U.S. Cyber Command, U.S. Space Command, U.S. Space Force, and U.S. European Command. As the strike package approached Fordo and Natanz, the U.S. protection package employed high-speed suppression weapons to ensure safe passage of the strike package, with fighter assets employing preemptive suppressing fires against any potential Iranian surface-to-air threats. We are currently unaware of any shots fired at the U.S. strike package on the way in. At approximately 6:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2:10 a.m. Iran time, the lead B-2 dropped 2 GBU-57 massive ordnance penetrator weapons on the first of several aim points at Fordo. As the president stated last night, the remaining bombers then hit their targets as well, with a total of 14 MOPs dropped against 2 nuclear target areas. All 3 Iranian nuclear infrastructure targets were struck between 6:40 p.m. and 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Again, that's about 2:10 in the morning local time in Iran, with the Tomahawk missiles being the last to strike at Esfahan to ensure we retain the element of surprise throughout the operation. Following weapons release, the Midnight Hammer strike package exited Iranian airspace and the package began its return home. We are unaware of any shots fired at the package on the way out. Iran's fighters did not fly, and it appears that Iran's surface-to-air missile systems did not see us. Throughout the mission, we retained the element of surprise.
That's part one. And we'll finish up with part two here by the end of it. But just very, very impressive. I'm so proud of our U.S. Armed Forces.
And, phenomenal.
Yeah, it is just a phenomenal, spectacular mission success there. It's 8:30. Time for latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland's lone Republican in Congress supporting President Trump's weekend airstrikes on three Iranian nuclear sites. Andy Harris says a nuclear-armed Iran endangers America, Israel, and the entire free world. Harris, who chairs the House Freedom Caucus, says the U.S. took decisive action to destroy Iran's nuclear capability, protecting American lives, allies, and global stability. Evictions in Baltimore City have been postponed until after Thursday due to the Code Red extreme heat alert and excessive heat warning. The stay on evictions during extreme weather was enacted following a state law that took effect last fall. According to the Baltimore City Sheriff's Office, rescheduled dates will be available after the advisory has ended. Property owners and managers with evictions on the calendar for this week can get updates at BaltimoreCitySheriff.gov. Three people dead, several others injured, following separate weekend shootings and a stabbing in Baltimore. Here's the list. Two men died Sunday after they were shot 2200 block of Christian Street in southwest Baltimore. A man died Saturday after he was stabbed the 100 block of South Broadway in the city's central district. A non-fatal shooting happened East North Avenue, another Delaney Street, another East Lombard, another Erdman Avenue, and another in the 600 block of South Broadway. Busy, deadly weekend. A former Baltimore City Sheriff's deputy faces a bail hearing in Baltimore County today following his arrest for child sex abuse. Jonathan Koritzer, that's K-O-R-I-T-Z-E-R, was taken into custody Friday on charges that include fourth-degree sexual offense and child porn after police received information about his alleged relationship with a minor. Koritzer was held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center over the weekend, and his hearing is set for this afternoon. And Annapolis police have released the name of the man found dead at Spa Creek April 25. Police say 20-year-old Cameron Phillips' body was discovered wedged onto the pier of the Truxton Park boat ramp, but it is not clear how he ended up in the water. His family had reported him missing back in January. It's 8:32 in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Many years ago, Alexander the Great had a soldier in his army whose actions brought shame to the king and his troops. The ruler took the soldier, also named Alexander, aside and bellowed, "Either change your behavior or change your name." I give you that centuries-old example as a way of describing how some Christians are acting today, or at least they're calling themselves Christian. They aren't true believers because they've compromised immutable tenets of the Christian faith in order to promote unity with unbelievers. The Apostle Paul was very clear in stating where God's people should stand on this. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? The same strategy that has been used so effectively by the left in the political arena is getting the same results in the religious realm. Make concessions in order to meet in the middle. The problem with that is liberals don't lose anything in that exchange, whereas we do in both politics and the church. This is Pastor David Lewis with a moment of truth.
Pick three, lottery number 817. You pick 42440. And now, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Still there, not as bad at Whitehall Road. It's still recovering from a broken down vehicle now about 45 minutes to an hour ago that was on the main span of the Bay Bridge. Right now, the pace is good. Top of the bridge, down the hill towards Kent Island. We still have to get this one little pocket yet between Whitehall Road and Oceanic Drive cleared out, and then we'll be okay. So right now, it's a speed reduction, not stop and go as much as it was earlier, but you're still compacted just a bit on the eastbound side. Before the main span at the bridge, southbound 83, you're in a construction area down to one lane as you move south from the state line down through the ramps at the 439. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert day as we're tracking dangerous heat and humidity on your Monday afternoon. Temperatures in the triple digits and feels like numbers could be close to 110. So make sure to stay hydrated and find a way to stay cool. More heat and humidity on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hot weather means your homework's harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, iAccount, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer. That's bge.com/summer.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles take on the Rangers, beginning a six-game homestand tonight at Camden Yards. The Rangers are 38-40. They are three and a half games in front of the Orioles in the wild card race. Texas hasn't hit much this year, but they can pitch. They're at 323. That's the second in the league in earned run average. Those with a new slew of injuries now to deal with. Adley Rutschman out until at least the All-Star break. Maverick Hanley in concussion protocol, and Jordan Westberg day-to-day with a finger injury. Elsewhere in baseball, Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh, truly remarkable, setting two major league records over the weekend, hitting home run number 29 to pass Johnny Bench for most homers by a catcher before the All-Star break, and then crushing number 30 and 31 for most homers by a switch hitter before the All-Star break, moving past, among others, Mickey Mantle. NBA final last night, OKC and the Pacers were tied at 16 with 5 minutes to go in the first.
Halliburton falls down. He looks hurt. Here comes SGA the other way. Inside, and Williams throws it down. Halliburton's hurt right away when he fell.
Call by Mike Breen on ESPN, the Achilles injury heard around the world. Tyrese Halliburton out for the game. Pacers were never the same. OKC wins the NBA championship 103-91. The Thunder's Aaron Wiggins becomes the fourth Terp to win an NBA championship. Blockbuster NBA trade yesterday. The Suns trading 15-time All-Star Kevin Durant to the Rockets for two players and six draft picks, including this year's number 10. NASCAR last night at the Pocono Raceway.
What a day for the 19. Good to the last drop. Chase Briscoe saves and wins at Pocono.
While on Fox, Briscoe holding off Denny Hamlin for his third career cup win. First win under Joe Gibbs Racing. NFL News, Fritz Smith, a former minority owner of the Redskins and the founder of FedEx Corp, has passed away. Smith is the father of Steelers offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, was 80 years old. And finally, in the latest legal dispute amid the changing landscape of college sports, the University of Wisconsin has now filed a lawsuit against the University of Miami. They did it yesterday for allegedly tampering with a football player. Former Badgers cornerback Xavier Lucas had signed a revenue-sharing agreement with Wisconsin before leaving in January to play for Miami, despite never entering the transfer portal. Lucas contends that Wisconsin refused to put him in the portal, despite his request. The suit is being backed by the Big Ten. Good times in college football. Time now is 8:37. When we return, it's been a year for the Orioles.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
If you look at it this way, it's been about a year since the Orioles have really basically gone to pot. Remember, from the beginning of 2023, when there was the surprise of baseball, yep, through the middle of 24, they had the best record in the majors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the last 162 games before yesterday, from the middle of 24 to the middle of 25, they were 74-88.
Wow.
So they're 14 games under 500 over the last 162. Injuries, bad off-season decisions, no ace.
I thought it was Brendan Hines' fault.
Exactly. and there he goes.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, you know, this really is a fall from grace for the Orioles.
It is, but, you know, again, it's sometimes young players regress. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You get in there and the second season, the pitchers see you. They start to scout vulnerabilities, weaknesses. And,
you know, even though Santander has not had a good year for Toronto, last year he was a veteran presence.
Right.
Burns was a veteran presence.
Yeah.
And both of those veteran presences are gone.
They need that in a locker room.
Yeah. They're counting on you now, man. Yeah.
But they're counting on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I better get out of here and go over there.
We saw his veteran presence at the roast Friday night.
That's right.
He led the table.
Yes.
I led the table in consumption of crabs.
Very good. Thanks, Dave.
I already ate the table.
Yeah, there was that.
Well, if the crabs were nailed to the table, that would have happened.
Yes.
Let's go to John in Ocean City. Good morning, John.
Yes, I want to make a comment about Ocean City being on the list of the largesse.
Yes, sir.
I think it's based on a statistical anomaly. Ocean City is listed as the most violent place in Maryland because it's based on its population of thousand, but really in the summer it balloons up to a couple of hundred thousand.
Yeah.
And day trippers that get drunk and have, and Ocean City's very strict about arresting people. So I think it's probably based on the violence and crime, which is
interesting point.
That someone did a video on YouTube about Ocean City being the most violent place in Maryland, and they went through it and they couldn't figure out why.
I just saw a story. Is it true, John, that starting soon you'll no longer be able to rent 1 or 2 week rentals in Ocean City? That they're going to a monthly rental thing?
No kidding.
Yes. Well, I'm really just the owner of a vacation property there. But yes, I see there's a lot of posters about they want to restrict the short-term rentals.
Yeah. I thought I saw that it was either going to pass or did pass, that the short term.
There goes vacation for thousands of Marylanders.
Or, well, what about investors that have condos?
And stuff? You can only rent out by a month?
Well, I don't care. I don't rent my boats.
John, thanks so much for the call.
Appreciate
your calling and telling us why Ocean City may have made the unjust communities list.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Of course, there's a lot of hubbub in Washington, D.C. this past weekend over who got consulted and who didn't get consulted.
Oh, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
If you look at the dictionary on her chutzpah, I'm pretty sure you see this woman's face.
The mofo that resides in the White House. Anybody that supports this dude and his agenda, just think about, like, that dude that you let walk all over you. This dude sitting in the White House, they have decided to be that chick that allows a dude to walk all over them. I am telling you right now that I legitimately have had no intel whatsoever. No one has consulted specifically with me or anybody in my office to give us any information.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an insult. Nobody consulted with her, Sean.
I'm sure it was an oversight.
Honestly.
As soon as President Trump is told that Jasmine didn't get the call about Operation Midnight Hammer, that it was...
Right.
Yeah, she was on the list. Somehow her name got skipped over.
What a shame. This is a woman who, in that soundbite, started off by calling the President of the United States a mofo. You guys can go ahead and voice that out. And then called him a dude 4 times in a row. And she didn't get consulted. You would think, as long as she's that casual with who he is and what his name is, the very least the president could have done would be call and consult with her. Well, I guess no consultation was available.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
The arrogance just amazes me. Nobody consulted with me. Really? Why should he? You're the same woman who last week was saying, why is he focused on a second term Congress
person? Here's the challenge. You'll be stuck in a room for 1 hour with one of the following. AOC, Jasmine Crockett, or Whoopi Goldberg. Which one would you take? AOC, Jasmine Crockett, or Whoopi Goldberg?
Who is this at death before dishonor? 8:43.
You got to pick one.
AOC.
AOC.
Yeah.
Chuck, who would you pick?
Well, first off, if Whoopi was in, there'd only be room for one.
Because
her big ass takes up the whole thing. She looks like a Bedouin.
If you had to pick one, just one.
AOC, I would probably like to talk to AOC.
Okay, I think the three of us at AOC over Whoopi and Jasmine.
Yes.
All right, there you go.
Traffic with all the threes. Please. Chuck.
Through Spanish eyes. Al Martino.
Well, see, remember, she was a bartender, so maybe she could...
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, stir up a few cocktails.
I like bartenders.
We hear that, yes.
Yeah, they usually wake you up, tell you to go home.
Somebody, I told Frank when I met him, what did I say the other night? We met him at the Playboy Club. He stepped on my tongue on Light Street. Southbound 83 is still slow. It's a single lane. They're going to be doing this construction now for several days as you're coming south of the state line down through the 439. Your option is York Road. That's a one-lane road, just like one lane on 83. But eventually you'll get down to Middletown Road and Belfast Road, and then you'll be fine on 83. But it is creating now, I would think, maybe 15 minutes or so as you're coming south from the state line. Most of that backup now is gone from the Bay Bridge. Might be just a little bit slow yet getting into the Sandy Point area from earlier problems on the bridge. A little slow on the Beltway yet. Inner loop at Green Spring, outer loop at Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, the heat dome is here. So we're going to get, it's not one of those weather terms like atmospheric river, you know, the heat dome. Yeah. Traps air, hot air in this area for at least the next week or so, and it's going to be hot and humid today. 100, heat index 110, it's already 85 in Middle River, 86 in Dundalk.
This kind of stuff happens in Arizona. It's a River Phoenix.
Yes. And we have, of course, a feel-good news segment story for you next.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
It's kind of a bizarre good news story, but play along and you'll find out why. A lawyer in Colorado accidentally called a female judge honey. Instead of
whoops,
your honor. He and she had a hard time getting over the mistake.
This could have been three separate.
Okay, but it wasn't three separate. Let's go with what happened in the case.
But honey, or oh my God, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
Go ahead.
The question here. I'm sorry, I've just been totally thrown by
imagine. I'm a little thrown by that also, if I'm being honest.
Your Honor, I don't know what to say.
Well, go ahead. You've only got a minute and 7 seconds left.
So the good news is that he was allowed to make his point. He wasn't sanctioned. She was a little bit put off by the comment, but she didn't.
Where the hell did that come from? Really? Is there a relationship we need to know about?
Or maybe just the way she argued with him. I don't know.
It just
came out of the blue.
Flashback to breakfast? What? I meant to say pass the toast. So I said, you've ruined my life.
And speaking of bizarre, Vance Bolter, the 57-year-old suspect in the deadly political assassination spree in Minnesota, penned a chilling letter to the FBI claiming he was secretly trained by the U.S. military off the books and alleging that far-left Governor Tampon Tim personally ordered him to assassinate Senator Amy Klobuchar to clear the way for Waltz's own Senate ambitions. Okay. Now, this guy is either a complete nutbag or there's something else going on here. Minnesota Star Tribune was the first outlet to report the existence of this letter. But wait, it gets even more bizarre. Remember we told you last week, Peter Stinson, a former U.S. Coast Guard officer, who has found himself in serious legal trouble after being charged with making threats against President Trump? Stinson, who served from 1988 until his retirement in 21, had an impressive career, worked as a sharpshooter and a FEMA instructor. He now faces a federal court date this week to answer the alleged threats that he wanted to assassinate President Trump. And there was, but now the controversy surrounding Stinson begins to simmer. FBI Director Kash Patel pointed to a now deleted Instagram post by former FBI Director James Comey. Remember the 8647?
Sure.
Apparently, Stinson. There are federal documents using the 8647 phrase in his threats, adding fuel to the fire. And so Comey claimed there was no malicious intent, but now we find out that the guy that was plotting to assassinate Trump, former Coast Guardsman, was using that Comey message as inspiration.
Okay.
Do 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 do
yep,
do do.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just, you know, look, you got to be careful with somebody. Look, these nutbags out there. I don't know if this guy's mentally ill or whether he actually was, you know, being trained by him. I doubt it. But that is just bizarre stories here.
It does make me wonder one thing, and that is, what's the frequency, Kenneth?
Yeah.
You know?
Remember him? He would sign off.
Yes.
Dan Rather. What was the other one he used to sign off with? Courage.
courage.
You know? Yeah, courage.
And then people stopped him on the street, two guys asked him. They said, what's the frequency, Kenneth? He had no idea what they were talking about. We still don't.
No, and neither did Dan.
Yeah.
He's now doing interviews with rock stars. That's his side thing.
Really?
Yeah, he does these. And they're pretty good. I mean, yeah. They're not political. But he does get the people open up to him, you know, like Steven Tyler and Aerosmith and others. So he's apparently a big rock and roll fan. Law Officer Michael A. Friedman wanted me to remind you that, again, your serious injury and coming from a serious accident does indeed deserve serious legal representation. Don't try to be your own attorney in these cases because you'll only botch your case and your claim. Best advice I can give you is just go to the website, maflaw.com. There are 15 things to remember if you're involved in an automobile accident. You can download it, print it, put it in your glove compartment or on your visor over the driver's side. There, and it's there in case you ever need it because it's traumatic when it happens. Hopefully it never happens to you, but it can be very traumatizing. You forget. You forget the stuff, the important stuff you should need to do. There's also the personal injury app, which you can download to your smartphone, and you can take pictures, shoot video, interview witnesses, because a lot of people don't want to bother coming to court and helping you out. You know, they don't want to take time off from work and so on. So this is a great tool, and then whatever you record in the app automatically gets downloaded into the servers at the law firm, and they can begin working on your claim tout suite, as the French say, immediately. Call today, Law Office Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848, or toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online, maflaw.com.
Spring is here, and so is your $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years' experience, we can service all makes and models. Whether it's a new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork, we're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's a bonus wow for our new customers. Mention WCBM and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by.
The Rob Carson Show.
They have a job search site in Iran that's called imdead.com. It says here you'll move up quickly in our organization and eventually get a corner office next to the big boss, Allah, in paradise. You'll be supervising an office filled with 72 virgins and all the goats you can handle. Qualifications: must have a nearly suicidal work ethic. Life insurance guarantees your family will benefit from your untimely demise.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we'll do the good news first. The backup on the Bay Bridge and the approach to the Bay Bridge from Whitehall Road, all of that is cleared now, and we're fine going from Sandy Point over towards Kent Island. There is a late problem here on the Beltway. I'm not sure if this is construction. There may be a wreck. It's on the inner loop between Route 40 and the bridge at I-70. I looked at the camera, which is up at Dogwood Road. north of I-70, and there's no problem there. So whatever the situation is confined to between Route 40 and I-70, but we're backed up to Frederick Road on the inner loop as you're coming north. It appears right now that it could be an accident or maybe a broken down vehicle in that area. Construction will be there through the morning, through the midday. They're working on 83 today, southbound between York Road and the ramp at the 439. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Hot, humid, at least for the next several days. Today, 100, heat index 110. It's 85 in Pasadena, 84 in Parkville. Here is part two of General Raising Cane with Operation Midnight Hammer.
In total, U.S. forces employed approximately 75 precision-guided weapons during this operation. This included, as the president stated last night, 14 30,000-pound GBU-57 massive ordnance penetrators, marking the first-ever operational use of this weapon. I know that battle damage is of great interest. Final battle damage will take some time, but initial battle damage assessments indicate that all three sites sustained extremely severe damage and destruction. More than 125 U.S. aircraft participated in this mission, including B-2 stealth bombers, multiple flights of fourth and fifth generation fighters, dozens and dozens of air refueling tankers, a guided missile submarine, and a full array of intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance aircraft, as well as hundreds of maintenance and operational professionals. As the Secretary said, this was the largest B-2 operational strike in U.S. history and the second longest B-2 mission ever flown, exceeded only by those in the days following 9/11. Well prior to the strike, General Carrilla elevated force protection measures across the region, especially in Iraq, Syria, and the Gulf. Our forces remain on high alert and are fully postured to respond to any Iranian retaliation or proxy attacks, which would be an incredibly poor choice. We will defend ourselves. The safety of our service members and civilians remains our highest priority. This mission demonstrates the unmatched reach, coordination, and capability of the United States military. In just a matter of weeks, this went from strategic planning to global execution. This operation underscores the unmatched capabilities and global reach of the United States military. As the president clearly said last night, no other military in the world could have done this. I join the president and the secretary in being incredibly proud of the air crews, naval forces, cyber operators, planners and support teams, and commanders who made this mission possible. It is their skill, discipline, and teamwork that makes this operation possible. I am particularly proud of our discipline related to operational security, something that was of great concern to the president, the secretary, General Carrilla, and me, and we will continue to focus on this. As we stand here this morning, many assets are still airborne, and we have hundreds deployed. I ask that we keep our warfighters on their way home and our deployed service member in our thoughts. Our joint force remains ready to defend the United States, our troops, and our interests in the region. Thank you very much.
General Dan Raisin Cain, four-star general, Joint
Phenomenal
Chiefs Chair, ran the operation along with General Carrilla, Secretary Hegseth, and our Commander-in-Chief. So proud of our U.S. Armed Forces, from the refueling craft all the way to the fighter jets to the pilots of the B-2 Spirit.
The coordination of multiple sources and resources is just amazing.
Impressive.
Just amazing.
So impressive. Rescue Natural Supplements are still extending, just for this month now, the rollback price. pricing to 2010. And in addition to the already heavily discounted prices at the website, you can save up to 33% off when you use the coupon code WELLNESS, WELLNESS. That's WELLNESS when you order yours today at the website, res-q.com. Just plug in that coupon code WELLNESS on your favorite rescue natural supplement or supplements. And again, you can save up to one-third on the rollback pricing already. Or call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Whether it's the omega-3s or whether it's Ideal Weight, Rescue PM's the melts or the liquid for falling asleep and staying asleep. So many different supplements to choose from. Again, use the code WELLNESS to save an additional 33% off the already heavily discounted prices, res-q.com or 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's going to do it for us today. Kim is off. Former Delegate Pat McDonough sitting in for Kim Clayson coming up at the top of the hour. We'll see you tomorrow with Todd Starnes here at 6 a.m. on the morning drive. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 6.